tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, bleeds out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta dare for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die. No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
It's 90% bullshit.
What is entertaining?
Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What?
Not tomorrow, not after breakfast. Now!
Together again. Gee, it's good to be together again. I just can't imagine that you've ever been gone. It's not starting over, it's just going on.
Together again. Now we're here and there's no need remembering when.
'Cause no feeling feels like that feeling.
Together again.
Is real. The power is reawakening. The fear is reborn. Because they have returned.
All right, let's get right to it. It's not even they have returned. He has returned.
He has arisen.
He has arisen. My pal. Wow, back in studio. It's been, what, 2 months?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
You said the last time you were in was the end of September, you think?
I think so, yeah.
2 months I've been doing this show with you and that stupid Skype.
It worked out pretty good.
Yeah, it was okay. It was pretty good. You know what, with Champagne here helping out, or if he wasn't here, Coletta, Johnny O was here last week. But for anybody that doesn't know, it's the Conti and Kenny program. I am Joe Conti. That's Kenny Michaels. It's called Arrogance and Alcoholism. And I'm not a big drinker, so figure it out yourself, all right? I want to welcome everybody, of course. The phone number is, if you want to Skype us, it's NPN Studios on Skype. And we are on morelikeradio.com, but we're also on ContiandKenny.com. So you can listen to us either way, but at 9 o'clock, we're strictly on Conti and Kenny. So, you'll get used to that. It's our second week doing that. Of course, we're in the non-productive studios in Clifton, New Jersey. And go into the chat room. Go to morelikeradio.com/live or ContiandKenny.com/listen now. Welcome back, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Ah.
I have a piece of pizza lodged.
Right in the old
bear claws, about two at a time, right here.
Oh, really? Would you just?
I just slugged down, and then I guzzled like a half a gallon of
Kenny
spritzer.
Juice, little Jesus juice.
Yeah, I'm waiting for some Vesuvius to happen in a second.
Oh man! Well, thank you everybody for checking us out, and I'm just. I don't know if Champagne's coming in or not.
All right.
So, but if he gets here,
yeah,
he
it's
will.
A little late. Probably.
Ooh,
what you got there?
Jesus, I just got a pain in my side, right there. Ooh, the hell is that?
So, is that where Jesus got stuck?
Oh yeah, it's right
in the rib cage. Right,
but a little lower than the rib cage.
Maybe your bear claw just fell.
Holy shit! Wow, I feel like I was in a bear trap.
Weston Eckin. Holy fucking Kenny Balls.
Yes.
Yes, I'm back in studio. I'll be back for a while.
Just for anybody that has missed.
Together again.
That we had, this is the guy that we had.
I know, remember, I saw, yeah.
And that is the famous Kenny face that we were using.
Yeah, even though I probably gained like 20 pounds since I left.
I don't think so.
I was all over the South, Houston, Pittsburgh,
Missouri. Oh, having Missouri. The old, good old, that you southern gotta, yeah. That southern heart attack food.
Exactly. I'm going to fucking vomit. Hold on a second. You know yeah, how it's
yeah,
right here?
It's right there, yeah. And it's you got to do one or the other. You can't just sit there. It's either got to come up or it's got to go down.
Exactly.
So I understand completely.
Or like 15 minutes from now when it's completely gone, it's just going to go, yeah, out of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but yeah, I mean, I had fun out there running around all over the country, literally since September, sometime in September. Now, if I go back and look at all of the time that I spent on the road, you're making me jealous.
What?
With your little burps.
Oh, wow, I didn't realize you were jealous of my gas.
See, it's right there. Come on.
I can burp whenever I want.
I know. Whatchamacallit, all the time that I've been gone. For right. A long time. And excuse the raspy voice. My fucking heat. The one night.
Right. Yeah, your heat is out.
I get back, and then I'm meeting in Atlantic City, and then I had to go right to Connecticut. Mm-hmm. This is from last Monday.
Right.
I went right to Connecticut, and then came back home, was home at night, and my I haven't turned the heat on in my house, because the middle earth, there's
plus
nothing.
Plus, it hasn't been cold yet.
Hasn't been cold enough yet. Yeah. So I've been keeping it on like 65, mm-hmm. just to... So I cranked the motherfucker up because it's like 22 degrees. My sister downstairs in the apartment, all toasty warm and nice. Me shivering my nuts off.
Why? It doesn't heat rise?
No, the water heat. I thought we had the furnace. Had to get a new furnace.
Mm-hmm.
$6,000.
$6,000?
To change over to gas, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But that's what I'm thinking. The worst case scenario, because it would turn on, turn off. No hot water, nothing. Hot water downstairs. The shit wasn't primed enough to shoot upstairs. So there was just like water at like like 5 feet. It didn't have enough power to shoot up. I didn't know that until $200 later. But I'd rather pay $200 for the fucking guy to fix it.
Yeah.
And I was all toasty this afternoon, but oof. Tree fucking huge blankets. Little cold nose. The blanket's just up to my lip. Little frosty little nose
like
all night.
Like a little kid with that pneumonia.
Oh, yeah. It was like one of those cartoons where they just have that big nose. You know, it comes up to the tear.
Yeah. All you see are the fingers.
All you see is the fingers in the schnozzle.
Fingers in the schnozzle, yeah.
Yeah, that's how I slept.
Looks like a Jew trying to climb over a fence.
Yeah.
Or an Italian, okay? We got the schnozzle.
But yeah, I get one, you know, for in the last, since September something or other, I think I've had 4 days in my own bed. 4 or 5 days in my own bed.
Wow.
Together again.
Yeah, that was, I was going to go with the hack Reunited by Peaches and Herb.
Hey, you can play
and
that
you were too. Like, dude, the Muppets Together Again. I'm like, what song is that? And when I heard it, I'm like, wow, I don't even remember this song.
Well,
was it from the first Muppets?
Muppets Take Manhattan.
Maybe that's
they
why.
They took a little hiatus.
You're talking about the original movie, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
The reason why I thought about it was you had mentioned that we're going to be together again, and I was just hanging around in the hotel, and I'm like, together again. And in the movie, he goes, because he gets amnesia. Kermit gets amnesia.
Oh,
and it becomes Phil. We have a marketing data to review. Phil, this is Jill. Hi, Jill. This is Bill. And it's all the frogs in the accounting office, and they got to find Kermit because they're together again. He gets amnesia.
Okay.
Yeah, frognesia.
I remember watching the first one as a kid.
Oh, with Doc Hopper and all.
The first movie.
Yeah.
And I remember when that movie ended, I cried. As a kid. I don't. If you could look up when it came out, but I cried.
Probably 1981.
No. Don't tell me I was 11 when I cried.
No, you might be right. Yeah, it might be not much more than 78. You might be 9.
Well, no, I'll give myself 9. You know, 9, you're still a kid. But I cried only because the movie was over and I didn't want
you
it
to end. Yeah, yeah.
It's the only time that's ever happened. And maybe Shawshank. But, you know, Shawshank's ridiculous. The Muppet 1979.
Yeah.
So I was 14. I was like nine. That was not 14. Fuckface. I was like nine. Yeah. Wow. I cried. I cried. Like I'm just like I don't want to die. You know what's funny? In that same year, I went and saw that, and went and saw for my birthday. Live on the Sunset Strip with Richard Pryor.
No, really?
10. And I didn't...
In the theater?
In the theater.
Oh, you saw that in the
theater?
Yeah,
but about 10 minutes in, my dad, because it was my dad, me, and a couple of my friends, and I'm like, let's go see Richard Pryor. I didn't even know who Richard Pryor was, but it was like, it was a
talk
comic.
Talk of the town, yeah.
It was a comic, and he had a red suit on. It's a black dude. How do you not want to go see a black dude in a red suit? And I went, and we were watching it, and my father was like, I don't think you guys are going to stay too long. Let's go watch the other movie over there. And I think we watched, like, Escape to Witch Mountain or something. But
let's just sneak over to The Exorcist, because that's an even better I don't want to miss a black guy.
This is Sunset Strip's got too many prostitutes, so we got to go over there where they got a little couple of games we can play. You four guys are not tall enough to ride this ride. But, yeah, I remember going to see Live on the Sunset Strip, and all I remember was him doing a joke about when you were still little and you could masturbate with two fingers. That's the only thing I remember. And I think at that point, my father's like, this is getting too close to home, so let's go to the other place.
I caught you more than once.
Exactly.
You do that, this is too close to home.
Dude, let me tell you something. My girlfriend brought a friend of hers. Friend of hers came over. She hasn't seen in a long time. And she got three kids, a girl and two boys. And the girl is probably 9 or 10. And then the two boys, one is like 3 and the other one's like 1.5.
This is recently?
Yeah, like a month ago.
Okay.
And they're hanging out at the house. And we were hanging out with them. And I became the monster. Like I was the monster and I'm running around chasing them. And then they just all climb on top of me. The boys are out of their mind. Like they're just like, they're prototypical little boys. Like they just full of energy and they're just running around and nothing. The one kid, I mean, both of them, they're just, they smacking into things. They don't care. They don't feel any pain. No crying.
Yeah,
no nothing.
It's fun in the beginning until you start putting a little bit extra, a little bit more pepper behind that pillow, behind that fucking throw pillow on the couch. After a while, there's a little bit more mustard on that motherfucker. It's cool until you...
I know.
Listen, I don't know you that well, today, kids.
Right,
you know what I mean?
I mean, I'm doing BP for a while, but when I got to close out a game in the ninth inning, you better step off.
A little bit more pepper on that throw pillow.
But I wasn't doing much. It was just them, like... And then I literally had three of them, and I'm walking through the house with three of them, like, just holding on to me, and I'm carrying all three of them on my arm. So the one kid...
Fucking parasites.
Dude. Just like, and dude beat the shit out of me. Like, it was just... It was brutal, right? So at one point, the little one, he's, I don't know, a year and a half. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm sorry. And then the kid, he came in with like a Spider-Man suit on, right? And he didn't want to take it off. Like, he doesn't talk yet. You know, he's only like a year and a half or whatever.
He's totally easy to trip.
Oh, yeah, right?
You can knock him down
easy.
Oh,
yeah, I could have fucked him up in a second, you know?
But him with his fucking ideas, a superhero. So he's like, I'll show this asshole. kick right in the diaper and he's out.
So he's finally now, because it's like the kid's sweating, but he doesn't want to take it off. So he finally goes to take it off, and he's just got like a onesie on.
Did he have a mask where he's like...
No mask, just the suit, like little muscles and stuff. And he finally takes it off. Now he's just in a onesie. So now he's running around. And now the kid, he does not want his diaper on. So he still has a onesie on, but underneath it, he's wiggling out of his diaper. The diaper is down by his foot on the one thing, not filled with shit or anything.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Right? So finally,
he's shredding clothes. He's going to get into this.
He's shredding clothes, this kid, right? So finally, and then he just flips on. Now he's naked. And he's barreling around the house. And this little fuck had a mule on him like you wouldn't believe. Uncut little, I'm like sitting there. And I'm yelling at him. I'm going to his mother. I'm like, what kind of shit is this? What are you bringing? You know what I mean? It's like, I am a very self-conscious man. You're bringing this big dick child around my house? just because it makes me feel bad. I'm like, look at this kid's mule. And she's dying laughing. I'm like, look at Big Dick Willie just fucking rambling around the house. Hey, flopping around, hitting things. I mean, it was just, I was going out of my mind.
His face fucking Dexter.
Just like I couldn't believe it. Like it was just he was a year and a half. This kid's gonna have a monster piece of meat in his pants, and it was just so disheartening as an adult to look and go, "Are you fucking kidding me? This kid is gonna have he's gonna have all the confidence in the world." And it was just so, and now I just think of me. Yeah, yeah, I was 10. Yeah, Muppet movie, 1979, born in 69, people. 10, crying at the end of the Muppets. Yeah, you know I didn't have a fucking
And this guy's
cup.
Smacking kittens on the top of the forehead. Look at that.
Like Jim Florentine fucking whacking shit. Like just these dudes when they were, in, you know, like as adults would do with their dicks. This little kid's got the fucking, he's got the capability of doing all that.
I hope he gets it caught in a lawnmower or some kind
at
of.
At least it'll get cut then.
Some kind
know?
Of a jacuzzi.
But I love.
No, I shouldn't say that.
I love.
God bless him.
But I do love the fact that he was uncut. Like I looked at her and I go, that's amazing. That's great. You didn't buy into this Americana thing, this culture that we
What's
have.
What's her nationality? Regular?
I think she's Irish. Regular. give me $5, regular.
She's just regular.
She's just regular, yeah. Regular white girl, blonde hair. Actually, I want to... Anyway.
All right, sure. I got you. Together again.
Like I haven't seen you too much. I'm trying to get you laid.
Yeah.
Not that you need it, but you know.
How big is her penis?
She's talking about it. But the thing was, I was like, good for you. Like, you didn't.
What did you ask her?
I didn't ask why.
Why?
I'm not. I think it had. She said something about her dad wasn't or something like that. Her dad was like a boxer.
Her dad
pretty well known
her
boxer
dad wasn't,
in New
Jersey. She just wanted to be reminded of that of that boxer hog when he would come home after a hard day at the gym, drunk and stewed
with the boxing gloves
and,
around his
shoulders.
Yeah,
and just wail. He would have a shiner and give her two matching shiners. Meanwhile, his Johnson is all dangling around while he's pummeling her. And she's like, I just wanted to remember that penis. He didn't assault her with it. He just had it dangling while he assaulted her with punching.
But it was just, it was actually
I tell you honestly,
not nice to see. I'm not sounding disgusting. It was nice to know that there are like regular Americans who are, you know, because there's a lot of people that are from other countries that don't buy into it because of their culture. You know what I mean? But it was good to see like, wow, you didn't just go with the norm and just go get them cut because the neighbors say it and everybody says, oh, you got to be clean. You know, it's all nonsense. It's all based on bullshit. This over cleanliness thing that we have going on, this germophobia thing that we have going on in this country.
Well, a lot of that is biblical, remember.
Well, now, yes, it's based on religion, but now it's become this cleanliness is close to godliness.
Yeah, yeah. The original is... why you would want to separate yourself from everything? Why the Jews would want to separate themselves by cutting a piece of their penis off?
Right. Well, because they...
Oh, what misery! I tell you, I don't know. Maybe they little penis, extra penis. I don't know.
Well, I'm guessing I know why.
But
you know, they probably because they want 20% off.
20%, Jesus.
Yeah, that's what they. That's usually what they get, right? That's what the going's
Jesus.
For, right? Yeah, you get a little retail.
Jesus, 20%.
Yeah. So
the original one, the original.
I don't have. You know, I wish.
I got nothing.
I wish we had that.
Jesus, God. God said, he's messing with me.
Sorry.
There you go. Say, don't do it before the eighth day because vitamin K doesn't, child's vitamin K, the clotting mechanism in our blood, the hemoglobin,
doesn't really take effect until
doesn't take effect
eight
until
days
after
old,
the
right?
eighth day. So that's what I do there. So that's whatever, you know, it could be divine intervention or divine instruction.
Right.
But
right.
To be honest, I'm cut. My brother, uncut. My kids ain't going to get cut.
Your brother's uncut?
My brother's uncut. Because
and you are cut.
I am cut because my mother saw me get cut, and she said, I ain't cutting no more dick
That's
off.
Right. I always think of your brother as older. That's right. Your brother's younger.
Yeah, he's 3 years younger.
Yeah, well, because he's such a monster, yeah. So I think, you
and,
know.
And she's like, she, I'll never, the way I screamed, and I was like, my penis!
Well, that's what
I'm
my
like,
mom
Doc,
said.
I ain't got enough there already. And he's nipping it off.
My mom said that the reason why I didn't get it was because... And I don't know how true this is. While she was, while they were waiting to do, I guess they do it.
She heard the screams.
She heard the screams from the other kid, and she was like, "Uh-uh, I'm not doing it." I think my dad, because my dad was uncut, so I think he might have had a little influence. Like,
sure, but you know. But that was that's probably a big thing because you know that's a 1-2-3 job. Bang, 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 you're out. So my mother saw me the. You know, she said my body went in.
They say it like
convulsions.
It's like it's so. Everything about it is unnatural. Everything about it. There's no other part of your body that you cut off. I mean, the umbilical cord, of course, because it's connecting you. It's your food, basically. It's the pipeline between you and the and you know your mother.
Nutrients, yeah.
But anything else is like why? Like if like why won't they just clip off the bottom of our earlobe? There's no reason for them except for earrings. What's the point? So why would you go and take something that? Listen, whether you want to say God created us or evolution, there's a reason why that's there. And it's not there to be cut off.
It's for keeping the parasites out when we were walking through the marshlands. And those little parasitic fish go up your dick hole, you know, and then they start laying eggs. Right. We had a little trap door there. We had a little,
Yeah, and let me tell you something. That thing, having that thing there makes it a little extra sensitive.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. You know, it's like, look, if you have two guys, you know, you and your friend both live in Alaska, and it's always cold.
This is getting hot.
No.
Keep going.
Yeah, and it's Brokeback Ice Mountain. but the thing is, Colorado Dickhead's got to go. Hopefully we'll see you soon. All right, bro. Ooh, band practice got rescheduled, Colorado Dickhead. But the point is... you're up there.
Have fun with that flute up the pussy, weirdo.
So the thing is, you're up there in Alaska, you and your friend,
yeah.
And you always wear a cotton hat, and he never does. Well, who's going to have more sensitive head? When you take the hat off, it's going to be much more sensitive to the cold.
When you rub your head after you take a wool hat off?
But what I'm saying is when your head is always protected... When there's something to it, like if it gets hit or even if you get it rubbed, it's going to be more sensitive than the one that's got the exposure to everything.
I see what you're saying.
So you're going to, you know, listen, guys like me, you know, it's always protected. So when it gets a little bit of rubbity rub, you know, and you're trying to, you know, get through two men in a tub or whatever you do here, it's going to feel even better. So I'll never, ever.
No, my kids, no. They're
and if I have kids, I wouldn't do it either.
Nope. My kids are going to have straight up.
Yeah. Oh, and everybody's like, oh, but it's disgusting. And what do? How do you keep it clean? Really? How do you keep it clean?
How about being
you
a human?
You teach the kid to go, oh, by the way, when you're cleaning yourself, when you clean your pee-pee, you go, you throw a little soap in there, you rub it around, and
it's
you're
like
finished.
An air hose grommet on a fucking, on a tire station. You know? It just,
exactly.
When you put it in, it goes, you know? One attachment pops off.
Yeah, exactly.
You pull it back, pop the other one back up.
Exactly. You know? Sometimes you hear certain sounds, but you know.
If you start to pee and it sounds like you overfilled the grease fitting, then you got to wash.
Sometimes you hear.
Yeah, you hear a little crackle.
You know. And we're at 42%.
23 minutes in. Yes, how the hell we get into fucking.
Oh, we're in circumcision. Jesus Christ.
Did we even do the phone number?
If you want to call in, it's NPN Studios.
We were talking about the Muppets.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, my buddy, Rich Woods.
Oh, whatever, Rich.
He said he's in the chat, but he can't remember his password. Make a new one, stupid. All right. We got some stuff today. We have a new bit we're going to do later on. It's a new bit that we came up with, and hopefully you guys enjoy it. If not, I don't care. Don't forget Conti and Kenny stickers. If you're checking out in the chat, stickers, Conti and Kenny. Just go to Conti and Kenny at AOL.com. email us and send us your address, and we'll send you some stickers. All right? And don't forget tonight at 9 o'clock, we leave and we do the walkover.
We have our own little walkover.
We have our own little walkover from More Like Radio to strictlyconteandkenny.com. So at 9 o'clock, if you stay on More Like Radio, Lust and Love will be on. And I think they want to call in to thank us, because she wanted to call in last week. But I said, you know what, why don't you wait till Kenny comes?
So, they don't have to thank us. They're pals of ours.
Yeah, but I think they want to call in. So I'm thinking if they're listening, maybe call in after you guys start your show. And then you could call us up and we'll be on their show.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So
yeah.
Instead of them calling beforehand, why not call so we're both on at the same time?
Well, Western Echo, I'm all for cutting off useless appendages. I have a list of a couple of fat tongues that need to go. That's really funny.
That is so not funny. After I just laughed. Trying to save myself here. But, dude, I will have to say, the last couple of weeks, I have been, actually, for the last, I would say, 2 months, 2 months or so, I have been hardcore with juicing, right? Doing my mean
green look drink. Like, yeah, you look like you lost some pounds.
But what I'm doing now is I'm feeling healthier. Like, I'm doing two a day, two juices every day. I'll miss one day here and there, usually a weekend, you know, but I have one in the morning and then I have one in the afternoon. And
Is that bullshit kale and lime juice one you had? When you went through that last time, that literally was
but now I
rhino piss.
But now it's the green one. Yeah, it's got here's the one drink is
Mary in heaven.
One drink is about 8 little stalks of kale, 4 stalks of celery, 1 cucumber, 2 green apples, a thumb's worth of ginger, and a half a lemon.
I'm sure Ginger is excited about that.
Yes. And each one of those is 2 like large glasses, one and like 3/4 a glass, which makes one drink. I have 2 of those every day for the last, at least since last time I saw you.
You must shit like a seagull diphtheria.
Now, my duties have been pretty
liquidy.
Spectacular. Not even liquidy. They're
really?
Like,
is it pulling out the old stuff that's in there, old grass?
Here's the deal. For a while, it was like, you know, I'm going even more than I'm normally going. You know, I was sometimes going 4 times a day. But about a month ago, what was going on was I was sitting there. I was outside one day. I was meeting a friend of mine right by a golf course. I was meeting him to give him something. And it was early in the morning. And I'm outside my car.
Sounds like a hand job.
Yeah, no, it's not.
I was meeting him by a golf course early in the morning.
It was work. Gotcha. So I was meeting a coworker, but a friend of mine. And I was outside. I'm waiting. And I'm going, what the fuck is that stink? And I'm looking like, is there like a river, you know, like a little stream going across, like right out, like 20 yards away was a fence where a really fancy golf course. And I'm thinking maybe there's a stream or river and it's early in the morning and maybe it gets some of that, just that formaldehyde or whatever, like an awful, awful stench. And then my friend came there.
It's usually sulfur from rotting natural.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because you get that
organic
a lot,
material.
You go over bridges in Jersey, you know what I mean, by some water. And I saw my friend, and I gave
usually
my
all to give the him. Water.
Yeah, and I was like, dude, I was like, what, you smell that? And he's like, yeah, I don't know what that is, dude. He goes, I get back in my vehicle, get back in my car. It was me, dude. What's been going on? I guess with the juicing, I am literally losing all of the toxins in my body, and my gas, and it was. I was poofing, I guess. Not shitting, but poofing. And I didn't even realize I was poofing, that it stank so bad. My gas was so bad. It smelled like raw sewage. This was the toxins in my body leaving after 2 months
straight.
Sure
wasn't Satan?
Dude, I don't know, but it was so awful. And
could it be
I,
the toxins, or could it be the celery stalks and kale?
No,
and
but
the fucking let me get a handful of old leaves.
No, it just
an old wire brush. Nothing, give me some gasoline.
No,
some turpentine.
What I told you was in that drink. That's what I had, and I still do twice a day. And it's just that, and I'm also eating, you know, a little bit. I'm having a meal or whatever, and it is just it is emptying my body of all of its awfulness that's been in here forever, that it stank so bad. Dude, I thought Beverly was going to leave me. And at one point, I'm like, honey, I don't know what to fucking tell you. Like, this is just
this
bad.
This was your idea.
No, I mean, this was all my idea, but it was such a great feeling to know that I was truly just detoxing. Not like some bullshit detox where you take a pill, you shove something in your asshole, and then you squirt out a couple of ounces
usually
of mud.
Usually you shove something in your asshole, then you take a pill.
Oh, okay.
You know.
To ease the pain?
Yeah, you know. Well,
of course.
No. To get your white blood cells back until you eventually die.
But it was such a great feeling, and now I've passed that. Now it's not as... it's kind of gone, so now I'm keeping going. But, like, I called a friend of mine, our friend Carrie the nurse, and I called her.
Oh,
I called her. But it was more of I just wanted affirmation. I kind of knew, but I just wanted to know.
Is this normal?
Like, is this me, you know, should my gas and shit smell like raw sewage? And she's like, whenever you do, especially a change of diet, especially into a good diet and what you're doing, of course, yeah, you're going to have differences in the makeup of what comes out and all of that, man. Just brutal, dude. But I'm feeling, it's amazing.
And what comes out of you when he's in makeup?
Why so serious? So it's just brutal, man. But it's great to know
it's
that
it's simple. Flush the big man.
Yeah. So if you're listening in podcast, check us out every Monday night, 7 to 10 p.m.
No, I'm glad.
You get to listen to Duty
Talk. I actually, Duty Talk. That's good that you're detoxing. I've been last week, I was up in Connecticut, didn't really do anything, didn't go out, didn't drink much, you know, just kind of like business as usual.
Right.
Because, you know, I've been out on the road. You know, and it's so tough. You know, I'm eating out of vending machines and shit.
Yeah, that's tough.
It's really, really tough.
The only good thing is that the company that you work for, they are, it's a chain, and it's actually healthy food. So
after a while, you're just like, how much fucking bird, how much yard bird can I consume? You know what I mean? It's just like, I want something different. There's really not much out in Pittsburgh or somewhere.
Yeah, that's going to suck.
But it's better. It's all right. Yeah, you just got to wrangle it in and work out. When, you know, I got a fucking $1,500 worth of workout equipment right in the middle of my fucking bedroom.
Oh, really?
Just sitting, punching bags and MMA equipment.
Really?
Weighted fucking, jump ropes and fucking ankle weights and mats, rubber mats and yoga pants, and those are hot.
Not on you.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care what you say. It's not hot on you, my friend.
They feel hot, though.
Do they?
When you put them on.
Yeah, do they really?
They are. Yeah, they do.
I'm sure they do.
Except for that stomach just hangs over them, you know? And you try to look at your ass and like, oh, I'd fuck me, you know? But no, just...
And you're like, I wouldn't fuck me.
Yeah, just the belly is just right
there. I'd give myself a bad phone number. Oh, man. We got a lot of stuff to do today, man. Maybe later on we might be able to do this too. If not, we can get to this anytime. The war, and we did this many, many moons ago, but there is an update on this guy's material, and it is the absolute worst comic you have ever, ever, ever heard. And not... Oh, you'll know. I think you'll remember.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's the absolute worst. And you know what? I haven't seen the guy in forever, and I don't give a shit anymore because I just don't care. You need to call these people out on their... These people that... And this is a unique case. This is a guy who didn't even do comedy. He like started booking a couple of rooms here and there and would get up a couple of times, made a CD.
I know who you're talking about. There's an update.
But there's an
update.
Oh,
you mentioned this a couple of weeks. Yeah.
And basically he put out a CD and put it out on laugh.com and it was just we tried playing it forever ago, probably 6-7 years ago, and whoever else was in the room didn't even want to hear it anymore. But we're going to go through some of it because now it's updated. He's put new clips up on YouTube, and now there is more to what he did. And I'll explain all of it. And, you know, maybe we'll get into that later on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We got that, and we have a new new game. And dude, we have some really cool stuff tonight. 59 words and phrases from the 20s that need to come back. That's all you, brother.
For
all
sure.
All you, dude.
And yeah. How?
Yeah, we got so much good shit.
Weston Echo, you're gonna play Coletta's stand-up again?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't even Weston Echo. It's not even close. That's how bad this is. Coletta looks like Doug Stanhope compared to this, and that was only because Coletta did it. It was like his first stand-up clip, and he was like nervous, and it's a clip that going around and it's terrible, but so my first time was awful too.
Mine wasn't that bad.
No, you didn't do it?
No.
My first time I actually did okay. My second time. But I naturally started smashing myself that my jokes were sucking and I got a couple laughs.
My second time actually was for Davin Rosenblatt in Suffern, New York.
Oh.
Suffern, New York, and all there was about 5 comics. And there happened to be a railway right behind, and it was in the summertime. It was probably about June 5th or June 7th.
Okay.
And in the middle of my set, of 2 minutes into my fucking stand-up at all time, and they had the doors open because there was no AC in this old little Irish pub, and a fucking freight train, 15 minutes. I mean, it was probably 4 minutes or 5 minutes.
It probably felt like a month.
But I sat there on stage right in the middle of my first 3 minutes.
Oh my God.
I only had 6. I had 7. 3 minutes in. Literally, the train was 15 feet outside the door. And I'm like, what are you going to do? What? It was like in a fucking movie. It really was.
Oh, my God.
And the horns were blowing, Brad, Brad. I should call David and see if he remembers that. Yeah, second time ever on stage.
And then my third time was the classic, and one day I'm going to find it because it's all recorded. It was when, remember I told the story about I got really hammered and they put me on last? And I invited all of my friends because I had did 2 times at the Stress Factory.
Yeah.
So now I thought, I'm a superstar, you know? So my third time was at Pietro's in Wallington.
Sure.
And because I didn't tell anybody. I didn't invite anybody the first 2 times because I'm like, if I shit the bed, I don't want my friends and family to come see me, you know? So now it was it, which is it's right near Garfield. So a couple of my cousins, my roommate, my sister, my friend's uncles, like all these people that I knew. The room was packed with people that I knew. So they put me on last. But I got there early. And I was actually hooked up with some broad there. I ended up dating her for a little while. Disaster, train wreck of a human being. But anyway, so I got all, and I was drinking. And I'm not, you know me, I'm not a big drinker. So I had a couple of beers. I'm like just loosening up. And then all of a sudden I'm lit, bombed out of my mind. And I'm like, and then the owner is like, you're up next. Because I was going last. Of course, they put me out last because I brought most of the people.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, fuck, what am I going to do? So I saw Kyle, and Kyle was always, you know, big into drugs and drinking. And I'm like, Kyle, dude, I'm going on next. I got to sober up. You have any ideas? He's like, come with me. He brings me into the bathroom. He puts my head by the sink, and he takes cold water, and he puts it on the back of my neck. I'm like, is that going to help? Because I have no idea, but just give it a shot. I'm like, really? What are you trying to do?
He wasn't going
to
share any coke with
you. No, he wasn't going to do anything, but I mean, he did nothing.
What are you, a baby bird or something? like a heat stroke for a puppy?
Just unbelievable. So then I go up there, and proceed to bomb for about 40 minutes.
Oof.
And, like, bomb, like, whipping out notes, big pieces of paper, repeating jokes. And nobody's heckling me. Nobody's saying anything because everybody knew me. And it got really uncomfortable for a while. And then finally, at one point, I remember going, well, somebody better say something. I don't care. Heckle me. Do something. And my friend's uncle's like, you suck. I'm like, you could have eased into it. You didn't have to go for the joke. You fuck. Dude, it was so uncomfortable. So what happened was Kyle was recording that night. And he had my set. And I remember watching it like a month later. Wow. Painful.
Oof.
And it's somewhere at his mom's house. And it's one of those. It's a VHS tape. But it's a small tape inside
for the little
it,
recorder, yeah.
For the little recorder. So I just want to one day try to get in touch and maybe say, Kyle, listen, if you can get me in touch with your mom, if I can just go through a bunch of tapes, I would love to. It's my earliest video. I don't think I had video from either one of the first Stress Factories, and I want that video because to play that on this show would be like that. We would invite Fernandez, Gaffney,
right.
Like everybody to just smash me because this is so bad. It's so painful. It wouldn't be painful now. I could care less.
O&A had, I listened to a best of or something like that. Mm-hmm. I guess it was a best of over the weekend, but they were doing it.
Well, I think they did it with Norton when he.
Bobby Kelly too. Bobby Kelly.
Oh, they had Bobby Kelly too.
Yeah, it was another one.
Let's do it.
Why not? We'll steal. They steal a bit from us.
This isn't even about stealing bit. This is just, you know, embarrassing ourselves.
Yeah, I have a couple.
You have a couple what?
Doozies.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
I see, I can't picture you, because you're just naturally such a good performer. I can't picture you having, like, doozy early
sets. Not like, ooh, but you're like, joke-wise.
Oh, well, I still get that. I got that last weekend. What do you mean? You know? But I would be okay with it. Because I'm so far past that.
Sure.
That it just would be, I mean, it would definitely be uncomfortable, but shit, I'd be watching myself or listening to myself from, this was 1999, August of 1999.
Yeah, I have a couple of them of the old, the Groove Lounge.
Oh, really?
Where the only people in the crowd are like my two sisters, my brother-in-law.
And then all comics in the back.
And that's talking. Yeah. And Johnny O's like, please give it up for Brett Michaels.
Brett Michaels coming onto the stage next.
Brett Michaels.
Yeah, and then there's nice. Five people in the crowd, right?
Right.
And then after my set, Johnny O goes, you shouldn't really play to the people in the crowd, even though they're your family. And I'm like, there's five of them here.
Yeah, what do you mean play to them? I was just looking at them.
Because I'd mentioned something about having spaghetti at my sister's. Huh. Like, are we going to get spaghetti after this or going to eat after this?
Right.
Because like, I was just eating it right in the face.
Yeah. Brutal. Well, what do you think? When we come back,
yeah,
we can do, I got a bunch of stuff. We can do 59 words and phrases from the 20s. We're not going to do all 59. We'll just do spread. We have our new Twitter bit. We can do that later.
I want to do all
59. No, we're not doing all 59. 10 words that we do not use correctly, which I think is pretty good. And we also still have this great rapper, white rapper, that we got to play his audio.
Yeah, you've been waiting for that.
But we can do one anytime. I got a couple other stories. We got to talk about Family Guy. There was a Family Guy.
Big doings in my career.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to
get boots.
You know, why don't we come
just fucked up here.
Why don't we come back with that? We'll come back with Family Guy, new episode. Don't say anything.
All right.
But we'll say that Family Guy will now resurrect Kenny's comedy career. All right, we'll be right back. It's a Conti and Kenny show on More Like Radio and ContiandKenny.com.
Together again.
Oh, you know what? That's what I'm going to do.
We're over. Just moving on.
Sorry.
Together again. Shruti, shruti.
Together again. Gee, it's good to be together again. I just can't imagine that you've ever been gone. It's not starting over, it's just going on.
Together again. Now we're here and there's no need remembering when.
feeling together again. Together again. Together again. Together again. It's not starting over, it's just going on.
Together again.
Again.
Together
again. Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God! What?
Adam Cole.
Only in pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug covered in blood.
Danny Havoc.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, no.
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful?
Not painful in that.
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs.
Fresh apples.
Anyone else but me.
Fresh apples.
Anyone else but me.
No, no, no.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
Fresh apples.
Till I come home to you.
You want it, you got it, sister.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
Ass naked.
Anyone else but me.
Nice ding dong.
Anyone else but me.
I'll blow you.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
Fresh apples.
Till I come home to you.
You want it, you got it. Fresh apples trying to hit me with her naked butt.
Welcome to the Conti and Kenny Show. .com.
Who wants to get closer to Conti and Kenny? Everyone with gonorrhea does. So why not like the Conti and Kenny Show Facebook page? And now follow the show and them on Twitter. At C and K Show, at Joe Conti Comic, and at Kenny Michael 55. What a weird, stupid Twitter that is. Kenny Michaels 5. Yeah. Kenny Michaels 5, the number 5. What a fool.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
Yeah, it's only like, you can pull it off.
It's like a Napoleon cake with layers. Dude, it's just amazing. And I just couldn't help it.
Napoleon, so, the dictator, gets a cake napped in.
I know, exactly. There's no Hitler cupcake.
there's no... you know what?
How about a Mussolini muffin?
Pol Pot roast.
Holy shit, that's funny. Oh, God.
Saltwater Gaddafi.
Listen live to the Conti and Kenny Show, 7 to 10 p.m. every Monday night through theContiandKennyShow.com.
Hello? Hello? You are listening to the Conti and Kenya Show. Sorry, what? Sorry. The Conti and Kenny Show on, what's it called? MoreLikeRadio.com. You are listening to Conti and Kenya Show. I said it again? Sorry. The Conti and Kenny Show. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's apparently what you are listening to. This is Barack Obama. You are listening to the Conti and Kenya Show on MoreLikeRadio.com. Wait a minute, that's what I said. What? Sorry. This is Barack Obama. You are listening to the Conti and Kenya Show. This is Barack Obama. You are listening to the Conti and Kenny Show. I was born in Kenya.
Thank you.
Oh my god. This is just fucking amazing. If you don't know who this is Rainbow with Dio singing Gates of Babylon. I'm ashamed to say I don't remember this song. I just heard this song a couple of weeks ago. This is epic. Fuck Miley Cyrus and her Wrecking Ball song trying to sound epic and shit. Fuck you, you fucking slappy tongue faggot whore. This is just fucking amazing. This is epic. This is big.
And I told Joe, if you guys remember, a lot of there's a song in the soundtrack of Jesus Christ Superstar that has the same kind of. My mother used to play Jesus Christ Superstar at Christmas.
Really?
We'd be putting like the
tree.
But
what is Jesus Christ Superstar about? Is it like kind of sacrilegious?
No, it's Jesus Christ. He starts out, he's just a kid growing up from Brooklyn. And he gets
doesn't
a
that
couple
piss
of,
off the Christians?
He gets a couple of movie roles,
right?
And then he becomes
now he's in
Persons
of Interest.
Now
right.
He's you know he's like a Clark Gable figure. He's banging all like the
okay.
Betty Grables and the Rita Hayworth and stuff.
Right.
And then he sort of takes a downturn, and he just gets beat up by the paparazzi and the
see,
tabloids.
I can't even tell if this is real or not because I don't know what it is.
It's not even close. No.
You miss it when I said he ends up on the Person of Interest.
Yeah.
That's the guy Caviezel's on there.
Yeah. You're right. No. It's basically the story of Jesus just
right.
done to rock and roll.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I knew that, but I didn't know like the story. I didn't know if they twisted the story up.
He dies at the end, then he's resurrected.
Oh, okay, cool. So it's like pay it forward. Very good. All right.
But
yeah.
There's actually a song that it sounds. I'll find it eventually.
I was in my kitchen today cleaning to this, cleaning
really?
Dishes to this. Literally just fucking. I'm bouncing around my kitchen like I felt like I benched 650 pounds. I just.
Really? A song does that to you?
Yeah. It just. I was like. I felt like a monster. Like, I felt like...
You weren't high or anything?
No, no.
When I did drugs and stuff, songs would get me... I would be in that song. You know what I mean? And
like,
kind of...
It just... I felt like Godzilla fucking slamming through Tokyo. Like, I just felt bigger than I was. I felt like a giant monster. And I was just... Like, I just wanted to fucking bounce into people. It was weird. I don't know. Just strange. Sorry.
Doing the dishes.
Around the kitchen. Domesticated pansy that I am. Yeah. And I just can't help but think of that Roar song and that Wrecking Ball. Roar is tolerable somewhat, but both of these songs, they're kind of competing against each other, and they both try to sound epic. They're both
here it is. All right, you we'll do this for a couple of minutes because the songs I found. Maybe we'll do that real quick. The other one.
Okay.
But if you want to talk about epic songs, Katy Perry, Unconditional. It was on the American Music Awards
the
last night.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch that?
A little bit of it.
Yeah.
I checked those things out.
Did you hear this song on it?
No.
Did Dio come out from a fucking casket and sing this song?
It's not 1974.
Damn it. I wanted to see Dio on there. Fuck. All right.
Yeah, but...
Oh, you're listening to the Conti and Kenny Show. But everybody who's listening pretty much knows who they're listening to. And it is November 25th. It's going to be Thanksgiving in a couple days.
I know.
Whoopty.
I don't know. You know what? I apologize for this just before I say it. But everyone's like, I can't believe it. Where the time flies.
Oh, shut up. It's almost like when you say, I tell you the world today, it's crazy.
Time,
which is gonna
time
be a-
flies.
Which is
oh, Wesley Echo just hashtags Dio sucks.
Did he?
Yeah.
Can we boot out Western Echo?
No,
what I mean boot him.
He
boot him
the
off the planet. I want to boot him off of the planet. Fucker.
I watch a little bit of it, but not much.
Oh, Rich Woods in the chat,
there,
our pal,
pal,
says the song that sounds like this from Jesus Christ Superstar is called Heaven on Their Minds.
Check it out.
All right, let's.
If that's the one, I fucking love him even more now.
Who, Rich?
Yeah,
he's the man. I love Rich.
I love him so much it hurts.
Heaven. What? I'm asking you. I just saw it. Heaven on Their Minds. All right. Let's see. Here we go.
That's our intern.
Heaven on Their Minds. Jesus Christ Superstar. Let's see. And let's see. Do we get an advertisement? Of course we do. 4, 3, 2, 1, 3. Here we go.
Yes! Rich Woods, yes it is. Tomorrow night, Unlearn.
Carucci's going to be on Unlearn tomorrow night. Gonna be on there. You got to watch Unlearn TV. Unlearn-TV or Unlearn.TV. I always forget. Wow.
Get Dio ready. Get Dio ready.
I got it ready.
My mind is clearer now. At last, all too well, I can see where we are.
It's a good sound. I like that guitar riff.
Soon will be. If you strip away the myth from the man, you will see.
Rich Woods is awesome. Soon will be.
Jesus! You've started to believe.
I see why.
They say of you, you really
I see
why.
I see what it is. It's that biblical type of sound.
And all the good you've done will soon get swept away. You've begun to matter more than the things you say. Listen, Jesus, I don't like what I see.
That's fucking cool.
But that guitar riff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Play that.
I think I got it almost right where it starts.
That's like 3,000 years ago.
And ooh, that sounds fucking cool. This is 73.
Look away from the sea. I can take you anywhere. Spend a vision.
This is Dio.
This is, yep, Rainbow.
Now do the intro to...
It has an easy. Take it easy. Don't get all snippy on me, all right? Don't you get all crazy, all right? But you,
I caught this one. I caught this one too.
They both have like that type of
same guitar
Renaissance
riff?
Type of sound. Like
my mind is clearer now.
It's great. I love it.
Go right. Back to Dio.
All right, hold on.
Oh, damn. Thank you, Rich Woods. Oh, no.
And now remember, this song is called The Gates of Babylon.
Right, so it might be a derivative of it.
You know what I mean? So it's all this old kind of stuff. Can you hear me roar? Shut up.
But that, you know, that's a good one.
That is a very good one.
I heard that right away.
That's a good one.
I heard that right away.
It's got a resemblance. It's different, but it's the same.
You can't admit it, but it's cool.
It's...
My mind is clearer now. At last, all too well.
This is a great song.
Yeah!
Where we all soon will be.
Why are there all these brothers in this? They're only white people, and then you got the brothers singing. What's up with that?
No, they got brothers in this. Jesus Christ, Superstar.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm the man. Like, I don't know. We'll see where we all soon will be.
Spend a All right. So we found a little correlation
between
Jesus Christ Superstar and Rainbow with Dio. And oddly enough, Dio means God in Italian.
No shit.
Yes, it does. And that's his real
name. Vio con Dios. Yeah, same as, I guess.
Yeah. Like, it's not like he, you know, he was that arrogant to call himself God. That is actually his last name. Dio was a Guinea, Italian. Let's see. As I grind the show to a halt. This is Judas firing out that Jesus was a douche. Trivia. Ian Gillan sang Jesus in the soundtrack, sang Jesus' part in the soundtrack. Ian Gillan, who was also in Sabbath.
And, oh, no kidding, really?
Yeah, Ian Gillan. You know, Ian Gillan's got an amazing voice. Trashed and it's just Deep Purple.
Sure.
Ian Gillan.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
Yep. All right. Dude, we gotta do this.
So thank you for reminding me what I'm listening to tomorrow, Western Echo. It's been a year since I last listened to JCS all the way through.
Oh, nice. All right. So we did a little bit. All right, here we go. And Rich, I'm glad you're here for this. Now I'm gonna preface this by saying I do not dislike this guy. This isn't a dislike of the guy per se. I haven't seen him in years, so I just don't give a shit anymore. He booked me on a couple of shows, and he was like a guy who was sort of a comic, but here it is. He made a CD years ago that he comedy CD. How did we make comedy CDs, Kenny? You go to a venue, and you try to fill it up with either fans or friends, and listen, I had my DVD, Fernandez videotaped it. There was a couple of hundred people in the place, and it was a fun night, and it came out okay. I mean, Fernandez did a great job, but whatever. My material, it was okay. It was fine. Yeah, this guy made a CD.
Years ago.
Went into a studio.
And now, back years ago, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago, that was the big thing, is to make a CD or DVD just to punch out, you know, make something and
like
sell
CD.
Your wares at a show.
Yeah, of course. I waited until 2011, but, I'm on top of things. You know, so he goes into a studio. A studio like you would have this studio. And recorded his stand-up material in the studio to make the CD and added laugh tracks.
Now, what year was this?
I'm going to guess
8 years ago,
maybe 2006.
So a while ago.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, it was a while ago. Yeah, I remember meeting him forever ago. You know, decent, nice, whatever, decent guy. But the problem is the delusion that is in this business, and this guy took this hunk of shit and put it on laugh.com. I'm not going to tell you what the name of it yet, because I want you guys to not just fucking hang up and then, you know,
go check it out.
And go check it out yourself. So I'm not going to tell you the name of, you know, I will. It doesn't matter. He's not going to. He's got a bunch of them on here, and they're like,
we will
they're clips.
We will
they're clips of the thing, and it's called.
But now what he did is he took the original.
Right. So when we tried to play this years ago on the show, and I don't know how long. I don't know if it didn't work out or whatever, but what happened was now he has clips of it on YouTube with other stuff that he does. But now here's the kicker. It's not only him recording his stand-up material in a studio, adding a laugh track. It's not just that.
From 8 years ago.
Now it's the same stuff. He remastered it. And now he's got fucking sound effects. Fucking sound effects.
And can you play an original and then play the edits? No, it's too much. Yeah,
it doesn't matter. You'll know. You'll know. And he's got a lot of stuff on here. I can't seem to find like the beginning, but it doesn't matter. I'll just get any clip. And the album is called It's a Crazy World. Okay? Here is one. This is part 12 of 13. It's like 2 minutes long, right? I don't even know what it is. But let's hear it.
How dare he?
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
How dare he take that song?
This is all like... he didn't have this on it. Yeah.
This is the remastered copy.
Yep.
How dare he?
Okay, here we go. Now, by the way, now you just see a microphone.
They're going to take, they'll pick it up. They'll pick up on it.
But this, everything you hear is manufactured.
Yeah, they'll pick up on it.
This isn't a fucking recorded from a club.
We don't have to spoon feed them.
Okay.
It's a crazy world, I'll tell you. Since 2001, we've had the World Trade Center bombings. Things have been out of control. The CIA creates a make-believe enemy, Osama bin Laden. Rumor has it, there were five men who posed as Osama bin Laden in a tale of bull.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize that he's one of these truthers. Dude, he's a truther.
He's not a truther.
No, he's a truther. You know what a truther is? A truther are those people that truly believe that 9/11 was a inside job.
Okay, let's not make him a fucking
no, but they're fucking
CNN fucking pundit.
No, but they're retards. A truther, they're retards, dude. They're conspiracy theories.
Hold on, he just started with the Three Stooges.
Sorry,
he just had an introduction from Richard Pryor.
Right,
you know, the clapping,
yes,
of
clapping
Richard,
and everything.
And
here we
then
go. I'm sorry,
it shut off.
I don't remember this. I'm sorry.
Let's not go into a
photo shoot.
Oh, man, hold on.
Go back to the first
world, I'll tell you. Since 2001, we've had the World Trade Center bombings. Things have been out of control.
World Trade Center bombings?
The CIA creates a make-believe enemy, Osama bin Laden. Rumor has it, there were five men who posed as Osama bin Laden in a Taylor Bull photo shoot.
I told you.
And one of the men in the photos, with his hand raised like he's pledging allegiance, was none other than Barack Obama. And to make matters worse, you got former President George Bush putting up a $25 million reward for Osama bin Laden's capture. Is it any wonder why they can't find the guy? He's hiding in plain sight. Osama bin Laden, he's hiding in the White House.
All right, hold on a second. Go back. Go back and don't do any mouth movements. I think I hear him.
Oh, I'll turn my mic off. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just go back and don't do any mouth movements, because
okay,
I think you can hear
off.
Him.
You can hear me a little.
No. Hear him lip slap. I don't know if it was or him.
No, I think it was him. You want me to go back? Yeah. Dude, there's going to be a lot of lip slapping. Yeah,
let's go back to the Richard Pryor entrance.
No, I don't want to go. Dude, there's so much great material
okay.
here.
All right.
It's already.
Just go back like 15 seconds.
Okay, here we go. We'll listen for the lip.
You wonder why they can't find the guy? He's hiding in plain sight. Osama bin Laden, he's hiding in the White House.
I gotta go back a little bit more than that.
And raised, like he's pledging allegiance, was none other than Barack Obama. And to make matters worse, you got former President George Bush putting up a $25 million reward for Osama bin Laden's capture. Is it any wonder why they can't find the guy? He's hiding in plain sight. Osama bin Laden, he's hiding in the White House.
This is unbelievable, dude.
Now, before I continue, are there any men in black out there listening here tonight? Because I got to tell you, I'm getting a little sick and tired of you guys following me around the country. I mean, it's getting to be like an episode of Seinfeld. I've got FBI Director Mueller and Assistant Damaris breathing down my neck, who look more like George Costanza and Cosmo Kramer.
What the fuck is he talking about? What the fuck is he talking about? Following you around the country? What is he talking about? This is unbelievable. And by the way, the video is classic. You're not seeing
it. Oh, yeah.
He's
just playing clips of...
Oh, my God. All right, let's just...
There's
better clips than this where it's just stand
and
up.
Let's not spend too much time on what his political views are.
Yeah, because he's a retard.
Why don't you guys get a real job, like in Burger King or McDonald's?
Go back. Go. Hold on a
second.
Go back to get a real job. You can hear him.
Okay.
Now this is not us. Listen.
Why don't you guys get a real job, like in Burger King or McDonald's?
Can you hear it? He's.
And then you can learn.
Can you hear that?
It's. You want you guys get a real job, Burger King or McDonald's?
He's. Now, what he's doing is he's in a studio with a headset on and whatnot.
It's like Jim Carrey doing a goof thing with the water, like with a water bottle. Like.
He's nervous on playing a laugh track. Just go back and we'll keep playing it.
All right.
Why don't you guys get a real job, like in Burger King or McDonald's? And then you can learn this phrase. Would you like fries with that shake, Mr. Sindoni? Things are out of control. It's a crazy world. It's a crazy world, oh, I'll tell you.
Yeah, twice.
It's a crazy world.
Third time. There you go. He does it three times.
He gets an applause break for it's a crazy world out there, I'll tell you. It's a crazy world.
Yeah, and then he finishes with the because he turned.
That
he,
was his end bit? That was the end?
No. But now he turned, instead of one big CD, they're all like clips. So it's like he puts a little sound in the beginning, does his clip, and then puts a sound at the end.
I'm fucking calling Mo Howard to fucking class action lawsuit on his cocksucker for using that song.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we got to do another one. We got to do one better than that.
Western Echo, Colin Quinn's new material is not that good.
All right, Cops in New York. This one will be a doozy. Yeah, Steven's world. What a fucking... Coming almost from directly from the White House, George W. Bush.
Hi, I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. Some of you might remember me. I'm here to tell you about a new TV show called Steven's World TV. Funny as heck. I laughed so hard, I wet my depends.
You've got mail.
Okay, here we go. Cops in New York. Here we go.
Growing up in New York, I thought all the cops looked like Ray Romano of Everybody Loves Raymond. All the cops look buff, like they had a 5-year Gold Gym membership.
Now, all of this now you're hearing, dude, this is all his added sound effects besides the laugh tracks, all right?
But in the 6th year, when that 5-year Gold Gym membership expired, they all look like the Pillsbury Doughboy. Pop them in the oven, wait 15 minutes, bam, popping fresh dough. Must have been the donuts.
Can you believe this? Can you believe this fucker put this on fucking wax?
Now, don't get me wrong. I don't have anything against law enforcement officers in the city of New York. But I do think that when they hire these guys, they should raise the requirement level. They should take the bar off the ground.
I'm betting there are people out there right now that think that this is a goof. Because to me... As a goof, this is hilarious. This is hilarious. If you, dude, you couldn't do this accidentally and be as funny as if this was done purposely.
Right, Western Echo, I'm confused. Why did that Bill Clinton impression say it was George Bush? I was going to say it sounded like Jimmy Carter after a stroke.
All right, let's, and now, what, all right, go ahead.
Whatever happened to the police model, protect and serve? Now it's... Stop profiling harass. And according to statistics, there are 10,000 banks that were robbed last year. But I can only find one instance where a Dunkin' Donuts was robbed. And that's because you could always find a policeman sleeping in a Dunkin' Donuts parking lot. And here's a business tip for you. Forget about putting your money into a bank. Invest your money in Dunkin' Donuts. You know, they'll never get robbed. Which leads me to a story. I was driving to New York. It was about 6 a.m. in the morning, and I passed a broken traffic light. Look over, and there's a policeman
bird
asleep
sounds.
In his car. 3 hours later, I headed back in the same direction. Traffic light, still broken. And the policeman is still sleeping in the same position. So I got a little concerned. I headed over to a nearby florist, and I bought a bouquet of flowers, brought it back to where the policeman was sleeping, parked my car, rapped on the window. And I woke him up. As I woke him up, I said these words, "Officer, you all right?" Because as a concerned taxpayer, I came back to pay my respects.
Probably.
You know, things have really got out of control. It's a crazy world, I'll tell you.
One.
It's a crazy world.
Two. Oh, my God. It's unbelievable, dude. Look at him adding all... I don't even know if there's any more.
Yeah, that's it.
Dude, he's got tons
I always
these.
Figured if you wanted to make money in this world, what you do is you don't sign up for the government, is you just buy gum or booze or cigarettes. Because when you walk down the street, all you see is gum and booze and cigarettes. It's a crazy world. It's a crazy world. I was walking down the street in Manhattan, and I saw a cab. And I said, "Hey, cab, will you stop?" And he says, "No, I don't stop for guineas." And I said, "Well, you look like a guinea." And he says, "No, I'm Armenian."
Bravo.
It's a crazy world.
Bravo.
Crazy world.
Bravo.
I was in the park.
All right. I can't even listen to you do this. I can't. I have to leave that to the fucking king here. We got to do another one, dude. This one is called Things Have Changed. This one's not as long. I can't do it. Shut up. Uh-oh. This is a specialty item.
Hold on real quick. Brent, yeah. The stinker room needs to be renamed the Steve Sandoni room. And where's the echo? CNK listener contest. Record a 2-minute set with a laugh track better than this doo-doo. Give your listeners 2 to 3 weeks. I fucking love
you
it.
You want
to
do that?
Absolutely. It's fucking Echo's fucking
Western
idea.
Echo? All
absolutely.
Right. All right. Write that down.
Yes.
Just, it could be anywhere from 30 seconds to 2 minutes.
20, say, one joke, one, it can
yeah,
be whatever
I don't
you
care.
Want.
Yeah, exactly.
And, no and time
just
for
a,
it.
Just either, what, a laugh track or, you know, a
whatever
rim shot.
Whatever they want to do.
A here boy pip.
One of the, just it just has to be one of the greatest jokes of all time.
Or something like this. I'm sorry.
Just let them go.
Okay.
Let them run with the greatest joke of all time.
Okay.
Okay. And then they can pepper in whatever they want to spice it up the greatest joke of all time.
Jesus Christ.
I was just a kid in Brooklyn, and I was walking down the street, and then I saw this old lady. And I said, "Old lady, do you need help with your bangs?" And she hit me with one. I said, "Old lady, what did you do that for?" And she said,
"Those are my tits."
Bravo.
All right, let's go back to the master.
I was going
to
say, you stepped on my punchline.
Sorry, what was that?
There was no punchline.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Sorry, I brought the bar up. Get it off the ground.
Bravo.
Get the bar off the ground.
Bravo.
All right, let's listen to Things Have Changed. Oh, yeah, I know.
Fucking exactly. Gonna slit his
yeah,
throat.
Yeah, exactly. Here we go.
Things have changed. Things are out of control. It's not like it used to be when I was growing up. Today, schools have metal detectors because kids carry guns. What's the world coming to when you have to hire a kindergarten cop? And even the nursery rhymes have changed. Little Jack Horner sat in a corner eating his curds and whey. Along came Michael Jackson and sat down beside him and took his virginity away.
What the fuck?
Bravo.
And today, boys want to dress like girls. Girls want to act like boys.
Yeah, I know.
It used to be girls wanted to have sex in a missionary position. Now they want to have sex on top.
Okay, now. Stop. What the fuck is that? What does that mean? What does that mean? Is it because they want to be boys, so they want to have sex on top?
You're going,
is that the joke?
You're going too deep.
There's no fucking joke here.
You're going too deep.
No.
You're getting too frustrated on too deepness. This is basically a guy going,
Well, when I was growing up, things were different. When it was a kid,
but at least
you
the other jokes
on a
they're
lollipop.
Recognized as awful. They're recognizable. Look, you can still recognize somebody as hideously ugly as they are. You can go, there's John Merrick. You can at least recognize it. I didn't even recognize a fucking joke there. Let's just things have changed. It's a crazy world. It's a crazy, crazy, crazy.
It's a crazy world.
It's a crazy world.
It's a crazy world.
Jesus Christ.
I don't have anything against women's rights. All I want is equal nights. And everybody's become hopeless hopers. I hope my ship comes in. I hope I hit the lottery. I hope things get better.
I hope you get
give
by
me
bus.
A break.
That's his punchline.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Gets a laugh track. Give me a break. I hope my chip comes in. I hope I get this. Give me a break. Dude.
When I walk into a parking lot.
I'm not even fucking,
and there's a
I'm
dollar
not even
on
listening
the floor.
To you. I'm not.
And I say, finders keepers, losers weepers.
Bravo.
All right, here we go.
And everybody you talk to wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Is everybody stuck on stupid?
That was the punchline.
Joe Conti's about to freak out. He's about to rip this equipment.
Was that the punchline? Everybody wants to die. Nobody wants to live. Has everybody stuck on stupid?
Things are out of control.
Oh, hey, what happened there, buddy? Things are out of control. Good editing job, stupid. Things are out of control, aren't they?
Things are out of control. People just walk in parks and say, hey, pigeons, what's up? Why are the pigeons always hungry? They're always pecking at the ground. Things are crazy.
Because the bar's on the ground. Get the bar off the ground and the pigeons won't try to...
Have you ever seen one of those clouds that look like a tit?
Damn it, I just got a text from somebody. I
world
don't know.
Is crazy.
I just got a text from somebody I don't know, and he said, I'm a homo. Pastor. Maybe it's Sindona. Here we go.
Things are out of control.
Hey,
like
listen,
it used to be. It's a crazy world. It's a crazy world.
Two.
It's a crazy world,
three,
I'm telling you.
It's three.
A crazy
four.
World.
Four. Can I get a five? Can
applause
a five?
Break after four.
How many times do you have to say it's a crazy fucking world? Now what's going on? Is he doing a stand-up on a fucking spaceship? Let's go. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. Teen years. Here we go. Up.
I remember the guys I grew up with in Brooklyn. They weren't anything like the TV sitcom Friends. My friends, they all had nicknames. There was Frankie Bop, Johnny Neck, and Fat Freddy.
Really? Fat Freddy gets a laugh? Fat Freddy?
I can remember us all hanging out on the street corner, opening up a 32-ounce bottle of Boone's Farm strawberry wine, passing it around, and watching Fat Freddy make it disappear. My neighborhood was so tough that on Halloween, the kids didn't go trick-or-treating. They
went
trick-or-beating.
I know this joke, because I've listened to this before.
The word on the street, if you go out in a Halloween costume, you're going to get your ass beat.
This is unbelievable.
Because of my early training, I learned that there were three types of gangsters. There were the spiritual gangsters,
oh boy,
who wanted 10% of your weekly take-home pay and your soul.
Yeah.
Then there were the government gangsters,
right.
And they wanted 30% of your weekly take-home
right.
pay and your Social Security number.
That's a delayed laugh. What happened, people?
And then there was organized crime. Their code was simple. It was your money or your life.
He's telling the truth there, to be honest.
Yeah,
totally
yeah,
telling
he's
the
just
truth.
Yeah,
he's just telling it. He's telling it how it is.
Talking about tough... The employment agencies had signs in their windows that read, no diplomas or resumes required. Just bring in your rap sheet. Is it any wonder why the city of New York never sleeps? Would you? It's a crazy world.
One.
It's a crazy world.
Two.
It's a crazy world, I'm telling you. It's
three,
a crazy world.
Four. He went with four this time.
Four.
I'm telling you. And then it goes into it. That's what he does. He turns him in. Like, oh, and by the way, Rich Wood just texted me. Remember when I just said somebody texted me, I don't even know who it is, and said, you know, I'm a homo? And Rich Wood just texted me, whoever sent you that text obviously does know you, stupid. Oh, my God.
Wesley, Kenny's going to make me pee myself. Thanks, pal.
This is what I'm talking about. This is what, like, how do you not know?
Like, how do you not get it?
How do you not know that this, like, to be put, like, this is on laugh.com, all right? If you go to laugh.com and look it up, it's on there. And it's amazing, the description. It's like, it just like, almost like just like any other comic, how they just blow themselves up to make themselves seem bigger than life. But it was like, when he put this out there, it was like, Steve Zandoni went from a little guy, and he opened up for the Artie Fletcher or something like that, and now six months later, he's producing shows all over New Jersey.
I was just a kid from a hard neighborhood in Brooklyn.
How hard was it?
It was so hard.
That was too quick of a setup. That wasn't planned.
It was so hard that when I had to take my grandmother down the street to get a bottle of milk and some bread, she would just say, "Go fuck yourself." She was a tough woman. Did you ever wake up in the morning and have your pee-pee hard? And you wonder, why does that happen? Maybe it's because my uncle has his thumb up my ass.
Just a bit outside.
So somebody thought, somebody who obviously was around other comedians thought that it was a good idea to go and take your material and go into a studio and have laugh tracks put on it. And that's how you're going to make a CD. There's obviously only one reason, is because you couldn't get in front of an audience, or get in front of an audience that would laugh. I mean, it's just, and this is what drives me bananas. It's that delusion of grandeur that half the people in this fucking business and the other half hate themselves and think that nothing they do is good enough. And that's what I embrace. And of course, look, you know, don't get me wrong.
Pete Rock just reminds me of Jim Hedberg. That's really funny.
Jim Hedberg. It's just a... You do it. All right, here we go.
You're playing everything.
Tunnel of Terror, or here we go. Tunnel of Terror. It's a short one, very short. All right, this is called Tunnel of Terror. Hey.
And growing up in New York, it was an adventure. You don't have to go to Disney World or an amusement park to get on a scary ride. Just take a ride on any New York City subway. I call it the Tunnel of Terror.
When growing up in Brooklyn...
The train starts out at the subway station.
Growing up in Brooklyn, as a little kid, when you couldn't find a white girl, you would just go and find a black girl. And it was kind of frowned upon in my neighborhood, but I would call that Black Tunnel of Terror.
Bravo.
When I was growing up, they used to firebomb our neighborhoods. And then we would get the gang together, Fat Eddie, Jimmy Neck, and Johnny Sausage Tits. And we'd go down there, and we'd show them a thing or two. And then we'd just come home with the girls, with their tunnels of terror.
No, sir, I didn't like it.
And I'd come back, and Chaz Palminteri would be standing there outside the bar, And I would feed them coffee every so often. And they would play card games. And I would have to roll sevens the entire time. But unfortunately, my life wasn't as that cool. I'm just replaying a movie. Life is crazy.
You gotta give me a signal when to play something stupid, or else I'm just gonna fucking stamp all over your fucking lines.
My father, growing up, was a bus driver. His name was Robert De Niro. This is totally real and totally true stories, people.
You've now entered the stinker room. We'll be here for a while.
Oh. For every Halloween, we used to go to Miss Johnson's house, right down to Miss Scaglinetti's house. It's the Bronx. It's Brooklyn, an Italian neighborhood. We'd go to Miss Scaglinetti's house dressed up in white sheets, and she was an Italian woman, and she would give us frozen peanuts. What was she doing that for?
Can you nod your head or something? Can you nod?
No, I'm trying to make it uncomfortable.
That's terrible.
When you went trick-or-treating in Brooklyn, when I was growing up, it was a tough neighborhood, man. It was tough. And when you would go walk down, you wouldn't get chocolates. You would just get razor blades. And they would tell you, go to the next neighborhood and try to get chocolates. Wop.
Are you okay? Because you're sweating pretty profusely.
Can we go back to the master, please? Can we go back to the master, please?
Tunnel of Terror. The train starts out at the subway station doing about 60 miles an hour, gets halfway through a dark tunnel, and then comes to a screeching halt. Then the train's lights go out for about 20 minutes. The next thing you hear is women moaning and men heavy breathing. Now that's an adventure.
What fucking awful timing, anyway. Even if you want to give him the credit that it's a joke. Hey, it is heavy breathing and blah, blah, blah. And that's an adventure.
He has, like, he has the same timing as a Princess Diana lane change.
That's going under Conti line of the week. It's going on the web, the page. Talk, because I'm writing this down.
Oh, man. That's good to be home. Good to be home. I'm crying.
Change. All right.
But New York City is still the most exciting city in the world. It's the home of Madison Square Garden.
Thank you.
The New York Yankees.
Thank you.
And the New York City taxi cab drivers, Taliban on wheels. Things are out of control. It's a crazy world.
One.
It's a crazy world, I tell you. It's a crazy world.
Three. He went with three today. Yeah, shut up. Customer service. We're going. What's that? People with bio. Written by Steve.
Chips Cooney got his bio written by Sendoni.
I know Chips was still like in contact with him.
This is wrote his bio. Oh man, nice find, Brett. We gotta work on that shit.
What happened?
It says people with bio written by Steve Sendoni and Chips Cooney. Benchwarmers. America's Got Talent.
Chips' bio? So wait a minute.
Steve Sendoni wrote Chips' bio.
So he had
IMDb.
To put something up there that said that I wrote Chips' fucking bio?
I guess so. Or I don't know how Brett
found
that.
What the fuck? That's like saying, dude, I lent you $10 in gas so you can get to the studio. You know what I mean? So can I get credit for your fucking doing this, you know, you doing a radio show?
Yeah, how do you get credit for writing a bio?
Because he's a...
Nice find, though.
That's very good. All right.
Time. offer service on.
There we go. Customer service.
I really hate what customer service has become.
Yeah,
every time I call for service on anything, I feel like I'm the interruption of their time and not the reason for their time. It almost feels like I'm bothering them.
And what happened with the editing there, man, buddy?
And not the reason for their time. Almost feels like I'm bothering them.
Most feels like I'm bothering them. Most feels like I'm bothering
them. Customer service is like a dinosaur. It has become a thing of the past.
Wait a minute. Customer service is like a dinosaur.
You know, he's playing the same one, too, because you can hear the guy going,
yeah, yeah. But it's just, dude, like.
It totally adds to the experience, though. It really does. It really adds to the overall experience.
All right.
Let me give you a mental snapshot of what I'm talking about.
Thank you, sir.
Somebody was given the job to take care of the customer.
Right.
Somebody could have done it, but somebody didn't do it.
Right.
And anybody could have done it, but somebody never told anybody
how to do
it. So nobody did it.
Pronoun.
Customer service has become an Abbott and Costello comedy routine. Who's on first? Third base. Now I'll give you a perfect example. Let's put the spotlight on car dealerships.
Okay, let's do that.
Most people are scared to death to go to a car dealership to buy a car. If you gave people a choice between a dentist and a car dealership,
wait a minute! Hold on a second. Hold on. Let's play the game. Let's you know, guess the punchline. He says,
"Why do people choose a car dealership over a dentist?"
Or if people had a choice between a car dealership and a dentist, what's the punchline?
Because a car you can drive home and go to another dentist that you didn't like because he wasn't really that good. Because you grew up in the neighborhood and you dated his younger sister, but that wasn't really cool because she had some weird shit on her mouth. But when I grew up, she was just always dating black guys, and that wasn't really cool with the people in the neighborhood. So we didn't even... So I would say car.
I'm going to say the punchline is dentist. That's what I'm guessing the punchline.
A light on car dealerships. Most people are scared to death to go to a car dealership to buy a car. If you gave people a choice between a dentist and a car dealership, people would rather go to a dentist and get drilled than to a car dealership and get screwed.
I was right. It was a dentist, right?
Yeah.
I got it right. Okay.
Why? Because people are afraid of the questions a car dealership is going to ask you.
Now, this actually sounds like he's doing, like, a legitimate stand-up bit. Like, all right. But it sounds like, all right, here we go. Hey, it's certain, all right, certain questions. Let's see how deep he goes. Oh, I'm sorry. Why would you put a fucking laugh track after that? It's the setup. They're not laughing during the setup. Fuck.
Things go like this. Are you trading in a car today? And how much money will you be putting down?
Okay.
Or what kind of monthly payments do you have in mind?
Okay. What the... Why is there a fucking laugh track? Everything he just said was 100% fucking factual. Whatever... That's what every fucking dealership does. It's a setup. It's the facts. There's nothing funny there.
You're getting too into this. You're getting too riled up.
And we all know that after we land on the car, we still have to face the finance manager, Darth Vader.
I'm almost done with this.
Whose job it is to bump your monthly payments even higher.
Oh.
And now I'll share with you a story that actually...
Oh, that was it? Was your fucking finished?
When you go to a supermarket and you buy that pound of chuck steak and you have a coupon, but you go to the register and you scan it, and then she asks you, do you have any coupons? And I say, yes, I do have one coupon for chuck steak at 15% off. And then I find out the coupon is expired. What gives? Same thing with soup.
All right. This is the last one.
When you get a couple of cans of soup and you bring them to the front counter and she brings them through and you say,
I thought it was three cans for a dollar. It's can-can time at ShopRite. Three cans for a dollar. She says, no, can-can's over. That was about a month ago. And you say, what gives?
Yeah, boy, Pip.
That's his catchphrase.
What gives? All right, here we go. We're almost done. We'll finish this.
It happened to me when I went into a car dealership to buy a car.
What happened to you?
The conversation went something
like this. Went something like this.
Mr. Sindoni, now that you've decided on the car, I strongly recommend the undercoating for that rust protection.
What? What? Why is there a laughter?
Undercoating for the rust protection?
Rust protection. No,
rust, no, undercoating for the rust protection.
No, it's
he
rust.
He said undercoating for the rust protection. Replay.
What's a rest protection?
Because he has a Brooklyn tongue.
No.
He said undercoating for the rest protection.
No, it's rust protection.
Licks into the accent.
To me right. When I went into a car dealership go something to buy like a this. Car, the conversation went something like this. Mr. Sindoni, now that you've decided on the car, I strongly recommend the undercoating for that rust protection.
Oh, maybe he did say rust protection.
And by the way, I mean, he's obviously reading this. He had to be. And he still couldn't get it. Dude, listen to the... When he goes from Mr. Sindoni, for the...
And now I'll share with you a story that actually happened to me when I went into a car dealership to buy a car. The conversation
went something like this.
Mr. Sindoni, now that you've decided on the car, I strongly recommend the undercoating for that rust protection.
For that rust protection.
And trust me, the extended service agreement will cover your car from bumper to bumper and will give you peace of mind.
What the fuck?
So I waited politely until the finance manager, Darth Vader, was done with his sales pitch.
Darth Vader, I get it.
Before I answered.
I get it. He's evil.
And then I said, hey, pal, before I get screwed, I'd like to be kissed.
I'm done.
I've come to learn that people are like spark plugs. They don't perform. They never finish what they start, and they misfire and fart. Things are out of control. It's a crazy world.
One.
It's a crazy world, I tell you.
Two.
It's a crazy world.
Three. All right, we're done.
I always like to buy...
Easy peasy, Japanese.
Instead of new cars, I like to buy older cars. Because what you do is you put the key in, and you turn it, and then you have to pump the gas over and over again, and hopefully it starts. And when it does start, it farts a bit. And then you drive it, and then it dies. It's kind of funny. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
All right. I want to apologize for anybody who thought they were going to hear comedy here tonight. I am extremely apologetic, but that is what people are, some people, I guess, are putting out there. And it's like,
you can put out whatever you
want. Who the fuck thinks? Like, dude, listen, I know my faults, and I know that I am not a phenomenal comic. I know that. I really do. I know, and I'm so aware of my faults, and I'm so aware of my shortcomings, but how the fuck can you... I want to be...
It's not like he's on The Tonight Show. Don't worry about it.
It doesn't matter. The point is... Well, that's a whole different story, but the point is, why would you... Like, this is my thing. People hear this... And then you go, hey, so what do you do? And they're like, hey, you know, hey, and people say, Kenny, so what do you do? Well, you know.
You're no Steve Sindoni. That's your nut, pal.
But it's almost like, I would rather somebody watch Louis C.K. and then go, what are you doing? I go, I'm a comic. And then they think, not that they think I'm Louis C.K. or anything, but at least they have this high regard for comedy. And then they can listen to me and go, what are you doing? You shouldn't be doing this. You know what I mean? But the point is that it's almost a blemish. It's almost a blemish.
But just think,
but it's fantastic material.
Just think honestly, how many people, if there were any that bought it besides for his mom or his aunt, that actually got to YouTube it or listen to it and go, I'll give it a shot. And then within 30 seconds, would not listen to the rest of it. And here we've done an hour and 15 minutes on it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Rich Wood said, this makes me want to follow this guy around with a kettle drum and a slide whistle. he's howling at this bit. I can't stop listening. I'm about to open a vein. Please, Kenny, stop. I beg of you. That's you doing your bad impression of him. But Brent, oh, did you see? I'm sorry, I didn't see. He put it in the chat room, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The TV movie script thing. See, it's a TV movie script or something, right? Is that what it is?
It's an IMDb thing. I'm not sure exactly.
Brent says it's a TV movie script he wrote and posted online. So I don't know if he, like, put Chips Cooney, who we love Chips Cooney, by the way. Chips is a great act.
It's real quick. It's Chips is an entertaining audience, blah, blah, blah. He's also performing in New York City at the New York Comedy Club, Dangerfields, blah, blah, blah. Cooney's a magician. Has nothing about fucking IMDb mini biography by Steve Sandoni.
Oh, shit. He emailed it to me. Oop, let me just look. I don't
this
see
it, This is old,
Brent.
It's August 2006.
Hold on, let me redo this again.
You may report errors or omissions. Yeah, the guy you fucking had right is a...
I do not have it in my email, Brent, so I do...
It's real quick, it's nothing big. Yeah, it's a great find, but it's old, it's from 2006.
But he's saying he found a script.
Oh.
That he...
Oh, really?
Yes. So I'm waiting to see. If I get it on the email. If we do that, we'll come back to it, okay? Because I would have to...
And I will read the entire script in the impersonation.
Oh, my God. Jesus, dude. All right. I want to take a break, like, right at 9. We got a few minutes left.
Sure. Because we got Lust and Love on More Like Radio, and then we're doing the crossover.
Yeah, let's... before we go, let's talk a little bit about the Family Guy.
Do you want to do that? You want to call?
No, I want them to be on air.
On air, okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
You got a little flaky on the old lip there, right there.
Yeah,
it's
That's my skin falling off.
A little bit higher up, right there.
It's still there.
Yeah.
What it's is like it? Fucking lead paint.
Oh, you know what? It's I mean, move your finger
is
now.
Is it rickets?
Oh, there you go. It's not rickets.
What the fuck is it?
It almost looked like a tiny pimple, like the white part of the pimple, but it's gone now.
No, I don't have that.
It was like it must have been like maybe a piece of...
Probably my...
It might have been a small skin tag. You burned it off. You're good. Don't worry about it. It's good. You're fine.
My face is flaking. That's what happens when you come back to the Northeast when you've been in the sun in the summer till October, November.
He said he emailed it. It's a full Word document script. Oh my God. There it is.
We've got Bush.
Steve Sandoni wrote a TV or movie script. Hold on. Let me see if I can open this. I never tried to open it. It says you can't open it. Hold on. I don't know how to do this. Shit. Hold on.
Back before these computers.
It says, Windows can't open this file. Use the web service to find the correct program. Maybe Brent might be able to help me with this. Maybe he can maybe open it up and then like maybe even just copy and paste like a page of it and send it to me. And maybe do that. And then we can maybe just check it out, even like a page or so. And then maybe from there, and maybe we'll say
why don't
this.
You just ask him to do it instead of dancing around?
Well, it's my cute way of asking him by just saying it, and he's listening in the chat. I can text him, but he's already in the he's in the chat room. Or if he wants to, if he wants to call in, all right. So he heard me say it. So you know what? Why don't we maybe we'll take a break.
Sure.
All right, we'll take a break, and then We'll I'll get in touch with Marianne. Maybe we'll see if they'll call us after the break to just you know,
say
give them a wish them well on their new time.
Yeah, if anybody doesn't know, More Like Radio, we broadcast on More Like Radio, and also after 9 o'clock, we broadcast on Conti and Kenny. Throughout the entire time for podcasts or whatever for downloads, but from
but
9 o'clock,
to, you know, listening live.
Listen live, yeah, on either one. And at 9 o'clock, because our pals have had certain situations they need to do from you know
nine to eleven,
and they're good pals of ours.
So we said no problem. We first she asked if I wanted to change the time to like 6 to 9. Which wouldn't be a bad idea, but we've been doing it for so long at 7.
6 is kind of tough.
It's a little
it's
tough.
It's always been 7.
Yeah.
It's all right. We did so 2 hours said, you know, on More Like. We do another hour
and
on
And then
yours.
We just, so basically, you can go either one from 7 to 9, and then from 9 to 10, you're in Conti and Kenny. So either chat room up until 9, and then you can go to our chat room or just listen. There's a player on the Conti and Kenny website. You just click on it, and you just listen. Right on your phone. It's very simple.
Sure.
And so we give them a churse, as Ed Norton would say. Give them a churse.
Give them a churse.
All right. What do you think? We'll take a quickie breaky?
Sure. I need a wee-wee.
All right. I want to play something. Maybe. What should we play? We should play something. Because we're going to go to, during the break is when we're going to cross over and just go back. I want to play something like a, what kind of a song? I'm on YouTube, dude. You want me to play the whole Jesus Christ Superstar to Heaven
no,
on Their Minds?
No.
Want me to play a Steve Sindoni clip?
No.
Sure?
No, yeah. why don't you do a Carlin clip or something?
All right.
Do like a 3-minute Carlin clip or something.
Okay, hold on. All right, we'll find a good Carlin clip. Let's see, a nice 3-minute Carlin clip.
Or a Mitch Hedberg clip. To show Steve Sindoni how it's done with his fucking useless cadence.
No, it's not. He doesn't even know who Mitch Hedberg is. Doesn't even know.
He's like, Mitch Hedberg. That was
that's
dude.
That's actually the way he talks.
That's that dude in the 80s that had the t-shirts. He was the Coca-Cola guy. No, that's Max Hedrum.
Max Hedrum.
You fucking guinea wop fuck.
Oh, wow. Look at you. All right, you know what? This is three minutes. Who really controls America? I don't know. That's kind of played out. Guy's named Todd.
You know what? How about a Richard Pryor bit from Live from Sunset Strip? Ooh. Our intern's working hard.
Live on the Sunset Strip. Our interns? You mean me? 1982, 2 minutes and 38 seconds. All right, we'll do that.
Whatever you got.
All right, this is a clip from Richard Pryor live in the Sunset Strip from 1982, so I was 13.
13.
Yep. Went in there, and my dad was like, hey, your birthday?
One.
Get out. So it came out in April 18, 1982, or March.
Yeah.
My birthday was April 1st.
April 1st.
Yep. So we went in there, me and my friends, with my dad, and my father's like, no more dick jokes. We're going over there to look at the cartoons. We're going over to the next movie theater. I want
to see that movie with the alien and the bicycle.
We should find out what other movies were out in March of 1982. It was my birthday, April 1st. If anybody
that
in the chat
might
can look
spark
this up,
something, yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll remember what movie I watched.
My first movie of all time was at a drive thru when I was watching E.T. and a Shooting Star. Psst, I've mentioned this before.
Oh, really?
Right across the top.
And I was 82.
Scheme. Yeah, I was in the back of the old Plymouth station wagon.
Turn on your hot light. Because that was when I graduated
jazz
CCD.
Singer.
The jazz. No, it wasn't a jazz singer. It was Neil Diamond, but it wasn't a jazz singer.
Oh, no.
Turn on Your Heart Light was the theme to our graduation of CCD when I graduated. Yeah, I remember that.
CCD?
I went to
Turn
CCD.
On Your Heart Light?
Turn on Your Heart Light.
By a Jew?
Yeah, yeah. Weird, right? Catechism, CCD, let the Jew sing
turn
a song.
You had a dance?
No. It was just the ceremony. Turn on your heart light.
Turn on your
you
heart
walk up,
light.
You get your thing and your robe.
Book.
Yeah, something like that.
And your right, robe.
We got to go. We got to go. We'll be right back. It's the Conti and Kenny Show, coming back just on ContiandKenny.com.
One thing I got out of it was magic I like to share with you. You know, it's like I was leaving and I was sitting in the hotel and a voice said to me, he said, look around, what do you see?
And I said, I see all colors of people doing everything, you know? And the voice said, do you see any niggas? I said, no. And I said, you know why? Because there aren't any. And it hit me like a shot, man. I started crying and shit. I was sitting there, I said, yeah, I've been here 3 weeks. I haven't even said it. I haven't even thought it. And it made me say, oh my God, I've been wrong. I've been wrong. I got to regroup my shit. I mean, I said, I ain't gonna never call another black man a nigga. You know, cause we never was no niggas. That's a word that's used to describe our own wretchedness. And we perpetuate it now, cause it's dead. That word's dead. We men and women, we come from the first people on the earth. You know? The first people on the earth were black people. Cause anthropologists, white anthropologists.
So the white people go, that could be true, you know.
Yeah, Dr. Leakey and them found people remains 5 million years ago in Africa. You know them motherfuckers didn't speak French. So black people, we the first people had thought, right? We was the first one to say, where the fuck am I? And how do you get to Detroit? So you can take it for what it's worth. I know, like, I ain't trying to preach nothing to nobody. I'm just talking about my feelings about it. And I don't want them hip white people coming at me, calling me no nigga, or telling me nigga jokes. I don't like it. I'm just telling you, it's uncomfortable to me. I don't like it when black people say it to me. I really don't no more. It's nothing. It don't mean nothing. So I love y'all, and you take that with you. I guess y'all say.
Missed a previous show? Want to catch up with the show? Have nothing else better going on with your life? Download podcasts of The Conti and Kenny Show. They are on iTunes, and for you Apple haters, they are now on Stitcher. You can also go to morelikeradio.com or theContiandKennyShow.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be.
For a weekly dose of metal scrutiny, join me, Dave Ingram.
And me, Donovan.
At darksentinel.dk.
MetalBreakfastRadio.com.
Or subscribe via iTunes.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few.
www.darksentinel.dk.
www.metalbreakfastradio.com.
This was their finest hour.
Let's go.
All right. This is one of my favorite mashups. This is unbelievable. Metallica and Herbie Hancock. I love it. How do you make Metallica funky? Fucking be like, bang. It's just awesome. Welcome back, everybody. It's the Conti and Kenny Show. Strictly on ContiandKenny.com for the rest of the show. Welcome, everybody, who came over for More Like Radio. We appreciate it.
And there also is Lust and Love. Marianne says, hi, guys.
Okay, very good. Marianne and Kitty and the Dog Fox are over on More Like Radio now. Their new time. And our phone number, of course, is still NPN Studios. Skype. The rain without a reason.
Yeah.
The
it's got a couple of interesting ones here.
Okay, now, of course, Brent, who, you know what, I don't care what anybody, Brent is now part of this show. Brent is just a fucking animal. Anything I ask from him, not even I ask, he's always like, dude, can I help you out with anything?
Don't go too crazy, because anybody else is going to want to use him. Not that we're using him.
No, he's ours.
Yeah, but everybody else is going to want him.
No. But, so what we were saying earlier on in the show, that live on the Sunset Strip, which we just played a clip of, I went to go see it. It was in 1982, and I was 13. For my 13th birthday, I guess I was like, oh, Dad, I want to go see, Richard Pryor. Not even knowing who Richard Pryor was, I guess I heard of him, but I guess I just heard a comedian, and it was like, all right, let's go see it. And we must have got 10 or 15 minutes in, and my father's like, we cannot do this no more. This is masturbating with dick jokes and all this shit. And we went to go see some other movie in the theater. So, of course, what does Brent do? He puts in the chat room all the movies that came out at that time. Now, can you list some of the movies, Kenny? And
of
I'll
course,
see if,
yeah.
if I remember what movie we went to go see, because I would love to have remembered.
Well, there's a couple of them, and they also have the numbers that they made during that time period. There's The Amateur. I remember The Amateur. It's a thriller, suspense, made about $2 million. The Beast Within, horror movie, made about $4 million. This is in February. Cannery Row, Love and Money, zero. Making Love, drama, $11 million.
Okay, hold on. Go back. I was just typing something to Brent. Do one more time.
Okay, yeah. Love and Money, Making Love, Missing, One from the Heart. I remember that one, I believe. Death Wish 2, of course, a Pierce Brosnan movie.
You mean Charles Bronson, stupid, not Pierce Bronson. Pierce Bronson.
Then in March 5th, Evil Under the Sun.
No, it was definitely in April. Was April 1st.
But they might have come out in April. Oh,
okay.
It might have been
coming
out.
Came
out. For,
out.
Yeah, because March.
Back then, I think movies stayed out in the theater longer.
Yeah. March 12th was Richard Pryor live on the Sunset Strip.
Okay.
$34 million. That
wow,
fucking thing
back
made.
Back then.
Victor Victoria, remember that? With what's her name from Sound of Music? Helen Hunt. She played the guy and the girl, Victor Victoria. Remember that one, Victor Victoria? She played
the one who was on Hogan Family.
No, it was actually
the one with the wandering eye,
was,
the glass eye.
Something.
Oh, Andrews.
Yeah, she played
the Andrews sisters.
Sound of Music.
Andrew WK.
Andrew. No.
Julie Andrews.
Julie Andrews. Yes, she played Victor Victoria.
I couldn't think of any other funny.
That
Andrews.
Was a big one. I think that one probably she won an Oscar.
And what was that?
Victor Victoria.
Victor Victoria.
What I want to know is if you can pull up on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
trailer, 1982, I'm Dancing as Fast as I Can. You know how much money it made?
What is it?
It is a... it doesn't say. But I'm Dancing as Fast as I Can.
Dancing as Fast as I Can trailer.
Trailer.
Okay, here we go.
It made zilch.
What do you mean?
Zero.
It
There's
made
no dollars.
Nothing, huh?
No dollar signs.
I'm yeah. dancing as fast. Okay, these people looks like they're on top of
you know,
the World Trade Center.
Oh. To have the opportunity like this of knowing what's happening.
They're filming this woman.
I think of the people who are just taken out. No warning. Forget it. It's not working. She looks like she's arriving on a spaceship.
Oh, that one girl holding the camera is what's her name from Woody Allen movies and stuff.
Well, let's try moving to the other side of the building. It's going to be glum over there.
Then it'll be glum.
This is a trailer to a movie? No wonder why this movie did nothing.
Really are.
I was thinking of jumping off the building.
Please do. Take Sindona with you.
You weren't. Were you? Really?
You said I looked good.
Oh. Derek called. He said he'd be waiting for you at Anton's from 7:30 until you got there.
Dude, what the fuck? This is supposed to be a trailer?
You want to hear my favorite story? Well, there was this man and woman at a singles resort on a Saturday night, and they were dancing at this dance, and he said, oh, I'm only here for the weekend. And she said, well, I'm dancing as best I can. Oh. Me too.
Do it. Jump. I tell you. Jump. Jump.
That was the trailer?
That's the trailer.
No wonder why nobody went to... Wait a minute. There has to be a better trailer.
No, I don't think so.
Dancing as a commercial.
It made $0. Anyway, the other ones are Death Trap was a comedy.
Death Trap.
Porky's. Porky's.
I didn't get to see it. I would have loved to have seen Porky's in it. That's like Jack material for a 13-year-old.
That would have been awesome. I fucking love
Porky's. Meat. Get to see meat.
I love every single Porky's. Porky's made $109 million.
Oh, my God. What a bunch of horn dogs.
In 1982.
Bunch of masturbating fucking mooks.
Yeah, it looks like it made $4 million that week, and altogether it made $109.5 million.
What else is there?
Hold on. Hold on, Dark Fox just put a picture in there. Hold on, I gotta scroll back up.
Colorado Dickhead's back in the chat. He goes, I'm back. Did I miss anything?
The other one is...
you better listen to podcasts, stupid.
The Beach Girls, Diva, I Ought to Be in Pictures.
I Ought to Be in Pictures.
The Beach Girls, that made $20 million.
That sounds like kind of...
Cat People, Diner.
Yeah, I don't remember.
A Little Sex, Penitentiary 2, Silent Rage, and Some Kind of Hero.
I don't know. Some Kind of Hero?
Some Kind of Hero. That wasn't.
Was that a song, too? Some Kind of Hero.
No, Some Kind of Wonderful. Some Kind of Wonderful.
No, hold on. That actually sounds... Some Kind of Hero, Richard Pryor? Some Kind of Hero trailer. Dude, Richard Pryor.
Really?
Was in a fucking movie, Some Kind of Hero. He was in two movies at one going on at one time in America. Look, dude. Richard Pryor, Some Kind of Hero. Him in the fucking... he's a military guy. Did you ever hear this?
No, I don't think so.
Wow. No, that wasn't it either. It just... Dude, I can't think of what... I'll never know. Any other movies? Any other thing that came out?
Like, no, nothing.
End of March?
No, it's the only... Up until April, yeah.
Wow. That would have been so cool to actually friggin'... actually know what movie we went to go see.
When you saw, yeah.
Imagine that. Think about that. We went to go see a movie. Unless, wait a minute. Maybe we didn't go see another movie. Maybe just fucking fed our fucking fat faces with pizza or something.
Yeah, probably went to like Chuck E. Cheese or Razzmatazz.
I'm going to ask my dad.
Razzmatazz was back
then.
I'm going
to ask him. I should call him on the fucking air right now.
You remember, I don't fucking remember what I had at lunch yesterday.
Do you want to ask them if they want to call us real quick?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Sorry. Yeah. Yep, Brent just described exactly what Colorado Dick had missed. The comic they played was epically bad. Epically bad. Perfect. Absolutely perfect description of what they missed. So, so what else is going on, brother?
I'm freezing.
Yeah, you still cold,
huh? Sniffly.
It is a little chilly in here.
It's fucking chilly all over the place.
Very chilly in here.
I've been chilled to the bone.
Yeah.
For 2 days now.
All right. You want to do what?
No.
You want to start? This could actually. We can do this until if the girls call. We can. This can be an ongoing thing. 59 words and phrases from the 20s.
Sure.
Yeah, but just do a couple.
Right on.
59 quick slang phrases from the 20s we should start using again.
And how?
Get ready to know your onions, readers. If you ever wanted to talk, I'm not going to read in all this. All right, I'm gonna do a couple of these, and Lust and Love is calling. All right, let's do it. Hello.
Hi.
What's up, Marianne?
Hi. Listen, we were going to call later because Kitty's not on the line yet, but that's okay.
That's okay.
That's cool.
Is that Doc Fox?
Gentlemen.
What's up, brother? How are you?
Use that term very loosely, of course.
Thank you. Thank you. We would expect nothing less.
You are a sweetheart.
Yes. So this is your second week now doing your new spot. How do you like the new hours? You're welcome.
I love it. Love it. Love it. Love, love it.
Good.
Thank you so much, you guys. You have no idea how much this meant to me.
Yeah, really. You don't want to hear a woman nag on the air when you're at the end. So thank you. It's one less woman nagging.
Yeah, that's good. So we helped out all of you because it helped out Marianne personally. Mm-hmm. And the Dark Fox doesn't have to listen to Marianne bitch and complain.
About this.
About that, exactly.
Yeah.
It really was a simple kind of solution. It was... As long as, you know, you guys, meaning More Like Radio, the heads of More Like Radio, were okay with us doing this, I really had no issue at all. And Kenny was the one that gave me a little bit of problem.
I didn't think twice about it, jerk fuck.
He didn't. He was like, no, we're not doing it. So I'm like, dude, you have to think once or twice about it before you make your decision. And even though he vehemently said no, but he was in Texas anyway.
Yeah, but it's...
So he couldn't do anything.
It's an hour less when I'm in Des Moines, Iowa, that I have nobody to talk to on mm-hmm. a Monday.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Kenny weighed in on it at all. He's too busy wiping his ass in the 21st century.
Yes, that's true.
So how do you like it so far? Is it a little different to get used to? I mean, you know, because all of a sudden, you know, I mean, it's an hour difference, but... You know, it definitely makes, you know, it definitely can throw you off with, you know, like getting ready for the show and all that kind of stuff.
Now I'm off on my periods because of it, but.
Oh, okay. How about you?
Well, I had to reschedule my masturbation.
Oh, well, that's, I mean, that's not a big deal.
Got to get all the demons out before they go on the air mm-hmm. with these.
Yeah, groups, absolutely. So. Absolutely.
But honestly, Lust and Love used to be 9 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened was, you guys came and they kicked us off.
Get out of here.
Really?
Are you serious?
I'm very serious.
We had no idea.
Awesome.
No, but
there we go. Paint it forward.
That is so weird.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I had no idea. It was just, it was basically, Royce and Marie and a few other people. We all, you know, we all went out and bullshit around at a diner for a couple hours.
I was on cocaine.
Kenny was on cocaine for the first time in years. He missed a meeting. And basically they were like, look, we want you guys to be on, you know, on the station. And we were like, no problem. We do it Monday nights from 7 to 10. Is that a problem? And they were like, no problem at all. So apparently they were ready to fucking sweep you guys right under the rug. And
push
you wherever it was for this tandem fucking disaster, me and Kenny. I don't know what...
What are you talking about?
I don't know what they thought they were getting. I don't know if they thought they were getting, I don't know, some radio fucking wizards. But, hey, you know, we do apologize. And you know what?
Don't apologize.
I had no idea, and it wasn't even a thought to go, yeah, let's give them a... Give him 9 to 11 as long as we can do it.
And to be honest,
10.
Joe's personality, even if he knew that you guys were getting kicked up to 10 o'clock when we first started.
Oh, I wouldn't have given a shit.
Yeah,
who gives a fuck? Fuck them in their mouths.
Yeah, it was kind of just like I got a message from them that said, oh, Conti and Kenny, you're joining us Monday nights from 7 to 10. And I said, but Lust and Love is 9 to 11. Well, not anymore. You'll be 10 to 12. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know what? All in all, I think we've made a great relationship over the last, what, year, 2 years, whatever.
Yeah, I think so.
We've been on.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. I adore you guys.
Yeah. And I, you know, I hijack your show when I'm away, and I
love when you hijack my show.
But that's
more than welcome to still, because from 10 to 11, we're still on, and you guys are off, so you can call.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. What I'm saying, yeah, it's still, I have like, you know, it's when I'm in a hotel, I'm like, I just want to talk to somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. It's drunk and needy. And then you guys. So. But I honestly, that almost is kind of telling in a sense where I had no idea that they got their shit pushed up or in Dark Fox's case. And
wow.
You ever get your shit pushed? But, it wasn't even a thought to go, yeah, go ahead. We'll go to 9 to 11.
Not even.
So it wasn't like I knew that they got, you know, shoved off to the side for the two, you know, two real talent here. And, but I didn't know that. So I didn't even think
30 seconds
twice.
Ago, you just said we were zilches.
We were zilches. Now we're like the real radio talent. I'm a little schizo when it comes to my arrogance. But yeah, so I think it's great that it's all working out, and it was a quick fix.
Easy. Oh, you have no idea how much I appreciate it. Like next week, I have to drive to Hartford, Connecticut on Tuesday from here in Massachusetts. And if I was doing the show till midnight, and by the time like I cut up the show, put it for download and everything, it's almost 1 in the morning. Then I have to get up at like 4:30, 5 o'clock. Oh, it would have killed me.
Why don't you just see if you can detect someone who cares?
Who gives a shit about your fucking story? I'm just kidding. But, no, believe me, I know your plight, and, It was easy. And for you guys, of course.
Yeah.
Fucking Marianne, Kitty, and the Dark Fox, of course. You know?
Thanks so much.
I mean, if it was Dark Fox and his stupid wrestling show, I wouldn't have fucking budged.
Oh,
but
no one would have blamed you for that.
Now, what is Mark out? Is Mark out radio? Because Mark is the term, not Mark out, right? Mark is the term for wrestling when you're a Mark, right?
When you're a mark, it's an old Carney term, so it's when you're a mark, and marking out is basically when you're getting a little excited like a little schoolgirl when something happens.
Oh, okay. So give me an example of what marking out would be in wrestling. Like, what would the guy be doing? Not you, but you know what I mean.
It's, when kids cheer for Hulk Hogan, for example, for no reason whatsoever other than the fact that he's just charismatic and... you know, makes them feel warm and tingly in their nether regions, apparently.
Yeah, and rapped a few times in the 80s, but yeah.
Yeah, that rock band that he was supposedly in where he played bass. I'm sorry, but if you play bass in a rock band, you don't get to say, hey, I was in a rock band.
You're just, yeah, you're, it's like saying, look, I was the curtains in the beautiful room, but I wasn't, the main entertainment.
I consider the drummer from Kiss more of a rock band guy than I consider Hogan, so.
Okay. So again, go ahead. So
Wednesday nights, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. So, yeah,
cool. Very, very good. So, what is on the? What are you guys doing tonight? Anything over the top, sexy?
Well, I was actually just talking about how I'm going to kill my husband, but other than that,
why?
He's the past 2 days he's woken me up. And Sunday morning it was because he decided he wanted to play Call of Duty at 5 in the morning, and I just heard and I thought we were getting invaded.
Really?
Oh, he didn't wake you up for a little hibbity?
No,
dibbity?
I would have been fine with that. But, and then this morning at 3, he woke me up with his drunken snore. and I had to move to the couch.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I wanted to strangle
wow.
him.
Wow. You know what, Kenny? You know, Kenny, sometimes I'll fall asleep when we're doing the show, and then Kenny will sometimes wake me up with this.
All day, all night, you feel my heat. Feel, 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 feel my heat. I think we should repeat that again.
Go ahead.
Feel, 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 feel.
Go ahead, repeat it one more time.
Feel my heat.
Feel my heat.
Way to go, stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes Kenny wakes me up with that.
What is that from?
It's from
Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because Kenny.
That's how
he feels about things. When he feels that things are getting better in his career, he said he was feeling some heat. We were feeling heat back in 2008.
We had some heat on us.
And that's what he said. We had some heat on us. And so we just bring up Feel My Heat whenever Jackass thinks that we're having heat on us. Whatever phrase you use, I heat on us.
Did you feel the heat in your pants? Is that what it was?
It wasn't heat. It was.
No, it was a professional heat.
Yes, a professional heat.
That is that is
a hookah.
Yeah, that has since waned.
A hookah. I like that. A hookah.
Had a hookah.
No, but unfortunately, you guys, I won't be with you for a while.
What does that mean? What are you, Jesus? You're coming back to life?
No,
I
mean
about?
Through the holidays, I'll be home pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I won't. Maybe.
Oh, so you won't be able to call in?
Yeah, unless I get home fast.
Yeah, or you call him on the way home.
Yeah, but it's not as good as Skyping in, having that nice technology.
Yeah, you're right.
That always sounds perfect.
Yeah, right. Calling us from a wind tunnel. It's those calls.
The last two times, I think I got it. I think I got it okay.
Yeah, you got it nailed now.
Yeah, but not since then.
All right. Well, listen, why don't we let you guys go, because we're going to finish up. And a very evil man just walked into our studio, and I have to confront him on something. Boy. Yeah, so, yeah, I need to confront him on something. But, well... thank you guys for not being dicks. How about that?
Thank you. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, no problem, man.
And listen, like, even with the time change, even if you know, it's right before we leave or something, you guys are, you know, before your first break, just keep, you know, let's keep in touch and say hello, you know, like we always do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we'll definitely still do our little crossover thingamajiggy.
Yeah, perfect. Between the 9 and 10 hour. 9 and 10.
Yeah.
Hour.
Absolutely.
And it'd be like we're both on More Like Radio anyway.
Exactly.
Pretty wild.
It sure is.
All right, guys. Have a good rest of the show, and thanks once again.
You got
all right.
It. Anytime.
We'll see you later.
Bye, pals.
It sounds like you just got the...
What the fuck? Why are you not...
Guest mic? There you go.
Because
you didn't press the right button.
I hit
dumbass.
Input. My fault.
Yeah, dumbass.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you're getting the "it's not you, it's me" conversation. It really did sound like that from the ladies. Mm. Like, no, we'll still be friends.
Yeah.
Everything's, it's going to be great. No, it's going to be great for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, this is how we grow as a couple.
Yeah.
Apart.
Well,
I
got to talk to Frank for a second.
All right, so we're going to turn the mics off? Talk about this like men?
No, we're not going to turn the mics off. We're going to definitely keep them on. Kenny doesn't know about this. I didn't even get a chance to. I don't know if you know Kenny, but... yeah. The other day, I was, I forgot where I was.
Giving blood.
No, I was somewhere. Orphanage. I was.
Come on, you were at a truth-telling contest.
In a Philippines Red Cross.
Yeah.
In Jersey City.
Mm-hmm.
And, what happened? I get a text message from Beverly. And the text message... was something to the effect of
Frank sent me a dick pic. This is weird.
No.
It took several pics to get all of it in there. I don't know how it works. How are they group messaging?
It was something to the effect of, like, who are you crying over? And what's the problem?
This is out of the blue. You're working and she sends you that.
Yeah. Yeah. I was, I forgot where I was. I was on my way home or something. So, and Beverly is not what I would consider...
Considerate?
Concerned?
No.
loving?
Caring?
Conscious?
In touch with your feelings?
Let's see.
Jealous.
Born a female.
Jealous.
Overall malaise about your relationship?
Born a female. That was really bad. I just slid that one in there.
I can't even find it now.
See, this is what happens when you delete stuff. You shouldn't have.
Yeah, but it did you do it right from here, or did you do it from the Twitter?
No, I did it from the page. From the this is being described terribly. So yeah, you got
okay.
Tweet,
so what happened was?
Yeah, it doesn't matter what the
I get a was. I get a text message from her like, "Who are you crying over, and what's going on?" And I'm like 2 minutes from the house. I'm like, I didn't even respond because I don't know what the I thought it was a text to somebody else. I get home and she's like, sits down and I sit down and she's like, what's going on? I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, who are you all upset over or missing and wanting to be with? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Now, keep in mind, Conti's never had these emotions before. nothing even remotely like this. Desire? What? So I'm like, what are sorrow?
You yeah, exactly. Like, what is she talking about? Well, what happened was apparently I tweeted, which also goes right to my Facebook,
yep.
Something to the effect of, I miss us being together. I long for us to be together. I miss you so much. Blah, blah, blah.
And there was a heart.
And there was a heart at the end.
That's what clinched it.
I'm like, what? And so she said, and I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, did you accidentally tweet your girlfriend when you were supposed to text her? I'm like, what girlfriend? What tweet? What are you talking about?
Hmm.
Well, apparently, I tweeted something to that extent. And I didn't know what it was. So now I'm sitting there going, like, I'm honestly going, what? Like, because I, first of all.
Did you get that hot flash? Like,
No, because
you didn't have any other, you're not... Like, if you're texting something to somebody else, you can get a hot flash going, oh, I got caught.
Yeah, but I didn't. But first I'm thinking to myself,
like, I'm trying to juice, babe.
Did I actually even text my other girlfriend that day?
Right.
And I didn't.
Right, no, because she doesn't even, her parents don't let her have a phone.
No, well, yeah, she doesn't have her online yet. And
see, I like that because it doesn't actually suggest she's underage. She could just have like really strict parents in their 70s. I like the way that worked.
Yeah. Or she moved back home because she ruined her life. Like, and they don't have house phones.
She
now.
Was in grad school and it didn't work out for her. So she went back to school. There's a whole story, a whole backstory I got to justify this.
And I'm like, what? And now I look on my Facebook and I got.
Sometimes I want to cry myself to sleep thinking of you and what we meant to each other. Heart.
I get that. And I look, and now I see a ton of comments going, Conti, you faggot. What is... I mean, just blasting me. I actually, a couple people said, I am going to delete you as a friend. And I'm going, what is the problem here? And I'm like... Who put this? Because I didn't do this. And now
and
I'm
that's
going,
on what Twitter account?
My Twitter, but it goes right to my Facebook.
Right to your Facebook.
So I got all these comments on my Facebook. And so Beverly's going, so who are you typing this to? And I'm going, first of all,
it's one
I didn't
of the
type
greatest
this.
Things I've ever heard of all time.
I didn't type this. And I'm sitting there going, who the fuck? Like, somebody hacked my account. I'm thinking. But no, my it's not hacked.
No, nobody hacks your account with a nice caring word for someone else.
No,
this guy.
So he puts up, somebody puts it up on Facebook, well, it gets on Facebook, and somebody, one of his friends goes, hey, Joe, someone hacked your Facebook account. And after like a couple of hours of like, actually, I hacked his Twitter account.
Yeah, here it is. Here's some comments.
Yeah,
I'm so going to punch you in the dick for this when we finally meet.
Yeah, that was the best.
Yeah, my friend Joe, is this for me? My other friend Mike, a man in his sandwich. he's all mine. You bunch of mo's, back the hell off. Bullshit, Rich, he's mine. My one friend from high school just put WTF with a lot of question marks. He's missing his lover, Frank Hablawi. Joe, someone hacked your Facebook account, and then somebody else put ditto. You could have just texted this to me, awkward, Andrew put, and then Frank put seriously, has the Joe Conti seriously has the best friend ever. And like Frank said, I actually hacked his Twitter account. But anyway, and we realized it. He didn't hack my Twitter account.
Nope.
When I go on here, dude, my Twitter account comes right up.
Yeah.
So Frank was just, he was doing, probably obsessing over some sort of project that he was working on. And he went on the Firefox and maybe typed in Twitter to maybe go on his Twitter account.
I like the way he's guessing what happened when I'm right damn here.
And Joe Conti, boom, his Twitter account came up. And Frank went,
because you didn't close, you didn't close
let
it.
Me have a little fun. Yeah. So
what really happened is I went to, I got, I don't know, it was Friday night, so I probably got stood up. And I went to the, I was setting up the computer for the next week of shows and stuff, and I went to go tweet something, and some ass leaves his account logged in, which is strictly against the policies of the station. We have rules for these things. So I was like, you know what? He deserves this. And I knew if I put down something ridiculous,
it would have been too obvious.
Been fine. You would have been, no. I mean, you would have been fine if I said, I have sex with gorillas.
Right.
You'd be like, oh, yeah, I do all the time. So I was like, something sensitive.
So you put something emotional. Yeah,
something
that
emotional.
That would have been
like, I figured that ruined you.
Something that would crack through this emotionless slug
and,
that
you
I
You know what's funny is that didn't take him that long to figure out.
Yeah.
No. That popped up and he was like, no, something sensitive.
Yep.
Literally took about five, maybe 4 seconds to go, nothing too over the top. I'm going to nail him good. Something sensitive.
Yeah.
And it were. And let me tell you something. You had
the most comments you've ever received.
Well, that's true. But my girlfriend was definitely curious.
Mm, good.
And I was sitting there for a couple minutes going, I feel violated. I'm like sitting there going, and I'm going, and you know what? Ask me, what did I change? How quickly did I change my password?
Not at all.
Not at all. I did not change my password. You know why? Because I trust that man. I trust that man.
That's
right
true.
There.
I'm trustworthy.
That adorable fellow across the table.
Adorable as well.
I trust him to the umpteenth power.
Mm-hmm.
I'll change my password tonight.
Later on.
I'll do it tonight. Yeah. Now that
my
know.
Brother-in-law nailed
Although
me years
I,
ago.
Well, for the record, I didn't hack it, and I didn't even guess your password. You left it logged in.
Left it all
in.
On there. Absolutely.
Like, if you log out now, I'm screwed. I can't do it again. And also, you can trust me, because I immediately afterwards tweeted again to kind of save you.
Oh, that's right. You tweeted again.
That I've got the herp.
And you've got the herp.
That was the tweet. And I was like, you know what? If anybody feels something's weird going on here, at least they'll know.
Once the herp thing came up, you knew.
Yeah.
Whew, it's only a guy fine. Who's doing herpes jokes. You know what I mean?
That's
I
joke.
Felt so much better than something that really seemed
sensitive.
Human and like emotional, but not like something awful. Once I saw something awful, I'm like, all right, cool. That's Frank.
No, we're good. We're safe. So who screwed you once?
My brother-in-law years ago, like when Facebook first came out, I was over his house, and then he's like, I like sucking
Friendster.
Balls.
So he deleted your status about liking
It might have even been a MySpace. Might have even been back then, but I was at his house, and I went on his computer.
You were in an AOL chat room with a bunch of AOL chat rooms, no? Keyword AOL
shut-ins,
chat room?
Of course, yeah.
Keyword shut-in.
Keyword shut-in.
And it was I like sucking balls and this and that, the whole thing.
But see, the over-the-top stuff, you know it's a gag, and everybody reading it knows that somebody's fucking with you. That thing that he did was like, what's up with Conti?
Yeah.
What's that all about?
Brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I would expect nothing else from this piece of shit across
or you get Facebook hacked by like the terrorist, which I had once also.
Hey, wait a minute.
And I had like girls that went to high school with me.
Wait a minute.
Like,
what do you mean you got Facebook
by an Arab terrorist group? I got hacked. And I had like girls that I hadn't seen since high school. They're like, stop sending me beheading videos or
get
out
of here.
Weird shit. Yeah,
listen,
and I'm like, it wasn't me.
I defy anyone listening to this show for more than 6 months to believe that this man, Kenny Michaels, didn't willfully send beheading videos to people. He was probably on shush time and he kept hitting the share button instead
probably
of like
yeah,
instead of
right.
favorite.
And he's like, oh, man, I need an excuse.
He thought when he clicked share that he was going to see pictures of Cher singing music.
Not at all.
But it was sharing. And you were just sharing it with everybody.
Not probably at right. all. No, I'm not going to let you get away with that one. No.
Come on.
Not at all.
It's possible.
It was in the early days. He might be right. It might have happened that way.
But that... Yeah, you got me.
That's
really
funny.
The early days of beheading videos on Showtime. What? What hell are you saying?
Yeah, first found them. Yeah.
Mm, oh, that's a face.
That's me.
What was that?
I was trying to keep from yawning.
This is gonna sound weird, but you look like Wallace from Wallace and Gromit.
I don't know Wallace and Gromit.
I don't care if even a percentage of your audience knew what that was.
Now but I gotta like, Google
that. Yes. He had that overbite, underbite thing going.
What is it?
Wallace and Gromit.
He also almost looked like the little thing from Jabba, Jabba the Hutt, the little guy.
Oh yeah, yeah. What's his name? I forgot his name. He has an actual name. Call James and ask. And then hang up on him, call him a fatty fat.
Which
fat,
one
fat.
Is it? The guy or the dog?
The guy.
Yeah, that's kind of funny, actually.
Good. Hey, so Bev got the last laugh on this entire Twitter war, this Twitter Facebook war.
She sure did.
Yeah, because of the picture she posted
put this morning.
Yeah, you know that was the first picture I've ever flagged as spam. I flagged as inappropriate. Your plumber's crack video. I looked at it and I'm like. No, I'm not going to let this pass.
Did you post that anywhere?
No, my girlfriend did. Beverly did.
On Facebook?
Yeah, she posted it on Facebook. And that's where I showed you the picture.
I 100% X'd out, and I don't know if I went all the way to say it was inappropriate, but I did. I was like, I don't want to see this. I've
she
never done that.
Me. She told me that two girls at her work, not bosses or anything, just coworkers, told her that that was so classless to do that.
It's like, really?
To take a picture or to post a picture?
To post it.
Oh. Classless?
It's like it was the most awful thing you could have ever done. It's like, really?
Really?
Like, really? It was... look,
take
if
a picture
was,
of your boyfriend's
if it was a picture
asshole,
of my cock... I mean, but it's like, it was...
How would you even
a
see
piece
it?
Of, exactly. I mean, unless you had to zoom in. Yeah. But I mean, it was like... It was a piece of... It's a crack. It's a hiney. Mm-hmm. You see... There, you see hineys on, like... On TV show, you could see somebody's hind. It's not a big deal.
There was a Dennis Franz-ness to it. So.
Yeah, and it calms it down when you call it hiney.
Of course,
it brings.
But that's
the level
all it
of-
is, because. It's in a goof thing. It's the pants.
There's
were falling
cartoon
down.
Bears was, that have dingleberries where paper.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
it's not
show bear butts.
It's not a bob shot from a bad porn where you're seeing balls dangling, just slapping on the bottom of a girl's vagina. Just a wallop, a wallop, a wallop, a wallop.
I don't think you're cleared to declare when something is classless or not. I'm going to back off.
That would be classless.
No. I think
that would be awful.
I think we need to reconsider what Bev's co-workers were thinking.
Google,
they may actually be right.
I'm
don't
Google wallop
it. Let's
see if it comes up with a guy slapping his balls.
I don't need to see any more of this stuff on the computer. Please stop doing this.
But I thought it was. I mean, she actually asked me. She goes. She took the picture. She showed it to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
And you were okay with that.
And I'm like, what are you doing? She goes, I want to put it on Facebook. I'm like, no.
I have a question. Why didn't Bev ask me? Because I really didn't want to see that.
I didn't realize she had to clear
I've
with
never
you.
Been that offended by anything on Facebook. It was really revolting. Slightly arousing.
Nice.
No.
Thank you.
No. Well, you know, thank all right. You deserve that.
We are... should we tell Frank about the contest we're going to do? With the listeners?
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
We have to listen. We have to mention it at the end of the show, too. Or we'll mention it now.
It's Western Echo's idea.
Yeah. Western I don't know Echo's. If you were listening, but we were playing one of the worst comedians ever.
Yeah, you do that every Monday night from 7 to 10
No, no, no.
PM.
Actually, no. Make us look like Mitch Hedberg and another real good comic.
Well, at least you're current with your art. At least you know a lot of people.
I just didn't give a shit. I have so much disdain right now for comedy. Yeah. I didn't even want to fucking mention another comic being good. But this guy
is
was,
that why you picked the dead guy? Was it? It's like at least there's no competition
that.
There.
I didn't even realize that. Holy shit! Yeah, can't believe he died like 2005.
I know,
that long ago.
Yeah,
but anyway,
He's the worst. He plays sound clips. You've probably heard him. We probably played him before.
It was before we came here. This guy made a CD.
Play one little clip just for Frank. And
Frank,
then
you're going to love this. I'm not kidding.
We pulled it apart for like an hour and 15 minutes.
All right. You don't have to do it again. But
this, no,
just, a this is this is this is not. The only thing I'll preface it is that this is absolutely not a gag. This is done for real as part of a CD.
I'm bothering them. I really hate what customer service has become. Every time I call for service on anything, I feel like I'm the interruption of their time and not the reason for their time.
Oh, well, that was
almost
funny.
Feels like I'm bothering them. Customer service is like a dinosaur. It has become a thing of the past. Now, let me give you a mental snapshot of what I'm talking about. Somebody was given the job to take care of the customer. Somebody could have done it, but somebody didn't do it. And anybody could have done it, but somebody never told anybody, so nobody did it.
So now play that again, but like...
Customer service has become
picture,
an epic-
picture someone is screaming that at you when you're in the bottom of a well. Somebody could have done it, but nobody did it. It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets customer service again.
And then a laugh track.
And then a laugh track.
So he That's made a bad. Whole CD with a laugh track.
Yeah, so Western Echo, we
edited it.
Oh, just...
We pulled it apart a little bit, and Western Echo came up with a great idea. Any of the listeners can do their own. And absolute worst. But it's got to have sound clips, you know, sound effects, and a laugh track.
At least just a laugh track, but just to come up with the worst... stand-up or jokes that you can come up with and put your own laugh tracks in. We might only get like two or three because that's only the amount of listeners we have.
Right.
And plus, you know, with people who have access, but you know, you'd be surprised how many people have access to, you know, microphones and, you know, just stuff in their
computers and stuff these days.
The computer thing and the garage band.
Just science everywhere.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Technology.
Yeah.
It's utterly amazing.
All over the place.
Thomas Jefferson saw it coming.
What...
Yes.
The hell do they get if they
we have
do something?
We're
going to
probably get him one of the
stickers.
Oh,
you get a sticker.
Can they also get a sticker just by calling in? You think maybe there's a flaw in your plan?
No, we're not going to give them stickers.
Yeah,
they're getting stickers. All they do is email us to get stickers.
I just made that up.
Two stickers.
You can't,
sold.
We're going to give them like a gift.
Yeah, I think you give them a CD.
What CD?
I think Happiness this... with Joe Conti.
Oh, I figured we'd give him a better one. Maybe this
one.
Oh,
because
of that
one.
Yeah.
I say free tickets.
To
any comedy show they like in the northeast of New Jersey. In this town.
You want to just give them stickers?
The stickers is fine. Yeah, that'll work. Stickers for a better show.
Stickers for
the show that has a budget.
What about like $25?
Let's give them tickets.
Don't give them $25 that I'm going to enter the contest.
Yeah, let's give them like balcony seats to like
what the Lincoln fucking assassination? What are you talking about?
Balcony seats?
No, we'll give them
We'll give them tickets to the matinee. Kids like the matinee. There's a news feature.
David Hasselhoff.
And a cartoon.
David Hasselhoff at like Red Rocks or something. Some nosebleed seats. Just buy like one StubHub ticket to the worst fucking show of all time.
Later season Jets tickets. Worthless.
Jets preseason game. That would be good.
Oh my
the
god!
The last game, you get to watch Mark Sanchez break his shoulder.
Sad.
Just, but yeah. So that's going to be the contest, and
Western Echo is driving it. So
yeah, we just have to give them just email the clip to us at Conti and Kenny at AOL.
He said needs 2 or 3 weeks. You know,
We'll
keep
wait till
it.
After New Year's.
I think it's great.
It's fucking awesome.
Just keep doing it. Just the
Dude,
worst.
It was like 45 minutes of this. And it was starting to get angering because not even just that the jokes were terrible, but like he was stating facts.
He started talking about 9/11 and then he gets freaked out and starts, he's one of them truth thieves.
Like I didn't realize he was a truther. Mm. He's a truther. It's like an inside job and Bin Laden has fucking five different fucking.
Are you sure he's not just like a hipster or something? Like, this is all like, hey.
No.
Yeah, no, no, somebody had mentioned something about, like, this is a modern day Andy Kaufman. And it's like, no, it's.
It's Andy Kaufman. Oh, there's a lot of talk about him not being dead this last couple of weeks. Have you guys mentioned that?
Yeah. I heard the story with the girl, but then they found out the girl was an actress who was playing his daughter.
But that doesn't matter. Andy Kaufman would definitely hire an actress to play his daughter several decades after he allegedly died.
Yeah, but then there was a video where they said it looks like Andy in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
I did not see the video.
Yeah, there was like a video of a guy walking, and he's a taller guy, paunch belly, gray hair, from a distance.
As soon as you said there was a video, I immediately pictured the Bigfoot footage. I didn't say anything or do anything because it was just this is what entered my mind. The as you're describing it, it fits more and more with the Bigfoot footage.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, hey, he's tall, and hairy, kind of got a pouch,
and he's got like that, and he's walking this way, he's walking to the right. The video they see it, he's walking to the right.
So it's not Andy Kaufman, it's Bigfoot.
It's Bigfoot actually.
Bigfoot actually settled down and fathered a.
He's in New Mexico. He's making meth.
Well, it's warm.
It's true.
You
know,
you get your bones get cold when you're an old gorilla man.
Yeah, the knees can bend differently when they're down there.
I don't know what that means.
There's no Sasquatch, Elvis, there's no fucking Andy Kaufman.
What happened to you? You become a grump.
Yeah.
No, I've just soured on all the... Because I sit here in a hotel room for 6 months.
Hotel room.
Not here.
All right.
And I watch these shows over and over again, and there's no new evidence.
Even when you're in the studio, you think you're Skyping into the studio. That's the problem. That's what the technocracy wants you to believe. That's why they put these programs on the air. They put these programs on the air as a new evidence, Bigfoot. Just so they make his eyes are lighting up like he's holding on to any hope right now. But they put these films on the air because it intentionally looks like it's bad footage and like bad evidence. But that's just to cover up the truth. Yeah, that Andy Kaufman is Bigfoot.
Listen up, people. I'm Jesse Ventura. Andy Kaufman is Bigfoot.
It's an awful...
Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah, I don't even know who that was.
We didn't even get into Peter Griffin. I mean, to fucking Vinny Griffin.
No, not at all. We still got to do the new Twitter bit we're not going to be able to do tonight, so...
All right, why don't just do it?
Hmm?
Don't be such a jerk about it and telling people what they're missing. Just do it.
We'll do it next week.
You've got 6 minutes, maybe. I don't know how much time you got. I don't know when the show goes.
Did you see Vinny Griffin?
That's right.
Brian Griffin.
Brian Griffin
Sunday
dead.
Night last night. He was killed
I did not.
Off.
Thanks for that.
This is all of
spoiler.
It in news. Yeah. It was actually a news story.
He got hit by a car, and the new dog that they got from the pound is voiced by Tony Sirico. Paulie Walnuts.
Wow. Kenny's back.
Can you?
Oh, there we go.
Let's play before that.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to last for a while.
What's the
just go Brian Griffin dies, and you'll see a 53-second where they go get him at the pound.
Okay, here we go.
For those of you who aren't...
53 seconds?
Yeah, it's a 53-second one. You'll see him at the pound. He's a brown doggy.
So are we playing audio of a cartoon that anyone can get anytime they want by typing in the same search term you described on the air?
Yes. Yep.
But they can't see it because this is a radio show.
Yeah.
And it's a podcast. They're actually just listening to you guys talking about not being able to find the clip.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do the Twitter bit. I think we got time for this. I think we have time for the Twitter bit. Screw it. Don't do the Twitter bit, but let's just end the show early.
See his eyes just darting back.
Because he's still on Womp, Wompa, Wompa, or whatever the hell he's looking at. Wallop, was it? No?
Wallop.
Wallop, thank you.
The Wallop. Wallop.
I got wallop. It. Thanks. You didn't need to do the hand gesture as well. So.
No.
It's just fucking go TMZ. Brian Griffin. Yeah, I put it. Brian Griffin
a
dies.
A cartoon dog died.
Put Vinny Griffin.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Like listening to two homosexual grandfathers try to advocate Yahoo's. Yahoo? Damn, I screwed it up.
What are you saying?
Yahoo search is what I meant to say, but I said
all right, here it is, 53. Mm. Here we go.
All right, guys, time to find a new family dog.
Hey, Chris, you're kind of a creep. You should get a ferret.
You're right. I am, and I will.
I don't know how to choose between all these dogs.
Hey, you, Green Pants. I hear you're looking for a dog or something.
Finally,
hey, you,
Green Pants. Sounds like they went to college.
Hey, you're looking for a dog or something.
Vinny. Oh, Vinny, like the poo. Yeah, that's kind of cool. So what's your story?
Well, you know, I'm just a regular guy. You throw a stick, maybe I bring it back. Maybe I bring back an iPhone that fell off a truck. So what do you say? You want me as your dog?
Yeah, I think I do. Hey, just out of curiosity, what breed are you?
Actually, I'm a pussy hound.
Really? All right.
That just means I'm 1/16th cat.
Oh, I wish you hadn't told me that.
That's a great joke.
My career
pussy hound
is back.
Kenny Michaels is back. Very good. I'm glad.
I'm glad you're back.
Glad.
I'm 1/16th pussy hound.
I'm glad you're back.
Yeah, me, Peter. We're going to hang out. The bullshit all day.
Are you going to let Peter drive you around a car and you're going to stick your head out the window and stuff?
Yeah,
like a regular
and I'm
going to
look at cats and chase fire trucks and all that bullshit.
Are you going to drive a Prius like Brian used to?
No.
Why not?
I can't drive. I'm a fucking dog.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that.
I can steal a car, but I'm not going to fucking own a car. That's fucking payments and bullshit.
That's nice.
I don't have the credit for that shit. I did time.
Vinny Griffin.
Yeah, I'm going to piss all over the couch and... complex.
Write letters to Family Guy if you want this to end.
And you know what? You better send McFarlane a thank you fucking note.
Absolutely.
Send him a thank you note.
The dates are going to start rolling in.
All right. Let's get the hell out of here. Frank, thanks for almost ruining my relationship. Yeah, I appreciate
I
that.
I want to show Frank this is going to make fun of me.
It's just a penis. He drew a penis line. During the show.
Just read the first
Do I read it out loud?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you have zany sound clips? Wow.
That's Kenny that show been, prep. That's Kenny show prep.
That could have been written 5 years ago, and he just points to it every week.
I was trying to get him to do like...
I just point at your side. Point at your side. It's over. Just point at your
side. I actually wrote down, do you have zany clips? Any zany sound clips? I was trying to do the impersonation of the Sendoni guy. And I'm like, do you have any, like, you know, like some kind
of... Do you have any
stuff?
Charlie Callis on the tap over there? You got any Charlie Callis?
Yeah.
We got some Peach Dragon, but it's dated. No, thank you.
I got a
petunia.
All right, let's get the hell out of here. Everybody, if you want to follow us on Twitter, the show's Twitter is @CNKShow. Mine is @JoeConteComic. Kenny's is KennyMichaels5. The Facebook page, like our Facebook page, Conti and Kenny. Also subscribe to the show's podcast. Go to ContiandKenny.com or go to iTunes. And also subscribe to Shorts. Go to Conti and Kenny, same place. iTunes, Conti and Kenny. Jesus Christ.
Next week we're going to work on this contest. It'll be probably right after Christmas, but we're going to have the we'll revisit the Sendoni tapes. And you will have to do your own thing.
We're going to revisit them.
Yeah, we're going to revisit them.
Oh, boy.
And come up with the greatest joke of all time.
All right.
Well, I forget what it was actually called.
Well, look back, but I think it was the worst joke of all time. A couple of friends we want to plug, of course, jjcomedy.com for great comedy events. Non-productive.com, that's our studio. You can check out some really cool shows on here. Life-forever.com. That's our pal DeChrome's website for his comic.
Weston Echo Conti and Kenny present the greatest joke of all time listener contest.
There you go. All right. GodHatesBrickStone.com. That's Dave's website. Also, MetalAsylum.net. And Dave's new movie that's coming out soon. Go to ArchieBlackMovie.com. You can see the trailer.
Yes.
The one that we're
in. Nice, very nice.
Some podcasts that we are friends with that we would love you to check out besides the ones on this network here. MetalBreakfastRadio.com, our pals. Unlearn.tv, Unlearn
tomorrow
with Rich
night.
And Tony. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. I'm sorry, 8 o'clock.
The Steam Cleaner.
Rich Carucci will be on it. Joe Fernandez's podcast, I Don't Know Joe Show. Also, the It's All About Me podcast with Holly and Rorschach. And Cousin Joe Show, of course. And my friend Benny Michaels got a good podcast called Pod Cheese.
Sure. And after we hang up, head over to Lust and Love.
All right.
On MLR. More like
we'll stroll on over there.
Sure.
All right. We're out of here. Thanks, Frank.
You're welcome.
Good to be back. Good to be home.
Yeah, man. Welcome back.
Thank you, man.
Bye, buddy. I mean, I'll still see you when we...
Yeah, when the mics go off, he doesn't go away.
You're not going anywhere. We'll still be like...
No, I'll be here.
Dude, it's good talking to you, man. Talk to you later. Peace. Bye. We're not going anywhere.
So long, loser. I'll see you next week.